In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, only a 30% chance of an isolated shower. Otherwise, partly sunny the rest of the afternoon, high 86. Staying warm tonight, 74, and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 87. Look for highs around 90 and more sunshine on Thursday.
When it comes to cruising, we're the leader of the pack. Cruising WGCM.
I said I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say? Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. On an 82-degree Tuesday night in Pensacola, Florida, from Blue Wahoo Stadium, the Biloxi Shuckers and Pensacola Blue Wahoos start a six-game series again here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zella will be joined by Garrett Green momentarily. Shuckers coming off a shortened four-game sweep of the Montgomery Biscuits due to a COVID cancellation and then a rain postponement in that series as well. So they're coming off on a high note on the other side. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos, they dropped 5 of 6 in their last series. Plenty of offense in that last game. Shuckers 16-11 victory over the Biscuits, in which they set new franchise records in runs and combined runs in a ball game. We'll see if the Shuckers offense can carry over here on I-10. A little bit more east, about an hour 45 or so between MGM Park and here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Up next, Nick Childs, the Shuckers pitching coach, had a chance to chat with Garrett Green. Don't want to miss it next here on the Shuckers pregame show.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Welcome back on the pregame show, getting you all set for game number one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And we're joined today by the pitching coach, Nick Childs. And Nick, before we talk about the Shuckers, I want to talk about yesterday for the Milwaukee Brewers. Ethan Small making his major league debut. Obviously, we had him for a very short stint last year, but what was that like for you to see a guy who you were the pitching coach for make his major league debut yesterday?
Oh, that was really cool. And I think Ethan ended up making 8 starts for us or something. And he was fun to have around. And obviously, like, the success is not a huge surprise, but I was on the golf course yesterday and had MLB TV or MLB TV, MLB TV at this point pulled up and was watching every half inning that he was out there. And we were going around the golf course talking about it and stuff, so it was definitely a cool moment, and we're just very, very happy for Ethan, obviously, and it's very well deserved.
And that wasn't much of a surprise. You kind of figured that once there was an open spot in the Brewers rotation with the season he had last year, the way that he started the year, that was likely going to be a spot that was open. What came as a little bit of a surprise, and I know probably got you as excited as it did me, was Peter Strzelecki having his contract selected by the Brewers. Now, he hasn't pitched yet, but, you know, for a guy who was undrafted to ultimately get his contract picked up, so he's on the 40-man roster and he's on the active roster right now, I mean, that is massive, and I'm sure that that's another one that just makes you jump out of your seat.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you just talking about it again, even though the news came down yesterday, like, it just gave me chills again. Like, Pete has worked very, very hard, undrafted free agent out of college that is very talented, and he's worked very hard and earned the opportunity he's gotten. But yeah, we're obviously very, it was fun to have him here in Biloxi all year last year, and now to see him have the opportunity to hopefully make his major league debut sooner rather than later, that's, like, obviously just very, very exciting. And there's a lot of people here in Pensacola today who are excited for like one-off moment. It's just something that, like, more or less, like, to me, it's not a surprise at all, and it's just his body of work and his consistency continuing to provide him more and more opportunities.
All right, let's shift the focus back here to the Shuckers, obviously, and the staff that you guys have this season. And I do want to ask you, I know that obviously Michael O'Neill runs a very tight ship down in the bullpen. How valuable has that been for you to have a second coach to help you out in the bullpen this season?
Yeah, I mean, whether it was Jorge Ortega last year or Michael O'Neill this year, it's crucial. Like, the ability and the opportunity for there to be a coach in the bullpen talking through information and advanced scouting reports and things like that, I think it's invaluable. We talk about, like, preparing these guys, them preparing for the game today as if they're preparing to pitch in the big leagues, and we have to be willing to do the same on our end, and that's providing them with good information and continuing to expose them to more stuff that they're going to get exposed to at the big league level. And that's where, like, on the bullpen side, it's really important to have somebody down in the bullpen. And yeah, Mike does obviously a fantastic job, and like the he does run a tight ship. Like, it really is, like, the guys are prepared when they come into the game, and we want to give them every opportunity they have to put themselves in a good position to perform here as well as prepare for what's to come. And having somebody down here in the bullpen is really, like, it's immeasurable, and we as a organization, as a pitching staff here, benefit from it a lot.
Last thing for me today, obviously the last four games or the first 4 days that you guys had with the new baseball, with the extra tack to it, I know that you guys were throwing bullpens with them for a couple of weeks. What's been the review overall from the pitchers about how they've liked that new baseball?
I think so far it's been positive, and I think probably what guys are most happy with is the consistency of the baseball. All of them feel similar and very much the same. Now it's still just getting used to how you deal with, I mean, especially in this climate, like, you sweat a ton here. It's like 800 degrees on the turf here. So, like, dealing with sweat on your hands and balance of rosin and no rosin and sleeves and no sleeves and those sorts of things with a new baseball, it's an adjustment period. But so far, I think guys have adjusted well, and they like the consistency of the ball from what we've heard so far.
Well, it's led to some pretty good results. Winners of four in a row, trying to make it five tonight. Nick, I always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Garrett. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Nick Childs, the pitching coach for the Shuckers. When we come back, we'll have lineups and first pitch. All of that as we continue here in a moment with Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Thanks for Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
And welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida on this Tuesday night. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos squaring off in game one of this series. Here are your starting lineups now for both sides. We start with the Shuckers entering today in first place in the South Division of the Southern League, 22-21 overall record. And this is their lineup they roll out here tonight. Center fielder Sal Frelick, the Brewers' number one prospect, leads things off, followed by the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Joey Weimer, the Brewers' number two prospect, plays right field, bats third. Cleanup man, switching first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard. Tristan Lutz, the left fielder, falls behind him. He is slated in the sixth spot. Shortstop Cam Devaney, he is seventh, followed by the DH out of Texas Tech, Gabe Holt. And Jason Coca switching third baseman rounds out the order as he bats ninth. Shuckers send right-handed pitcher Lucas Ersing to the hill today, 1-3 with a 7.58 earned run average. For the Blue Wahoos, even 20-20 overall. So these two teams, very similar records. And Blue Wahoos half a game out from first place, tied with the Mississippi Braves in the South Division as well. Here is the Blue Wahoos lineup. Second baseman Jose Devers bats first. Troy Johnson, first baseman, a left-hand hitting infielder out of Gonzaga. Catcher out of West Virginia, Paul McIntosh bats third. Griffin Conine, left fielder, seven home runs on the season, bats cleanup. Ray Patrick Ditter, shortstop, follows behind him, batting fifth. Center fielder Victor Mesa bats sixth. Kobe Fletcher Vance, the DH tonight, he bats seventh. Former Biloxi Shucker Luis Avilas Jr., the third baseman, bats eighth. And J.D. Orr, the right fielder, rounds out the starting nine, batting ninth. A.J. Ladwig, no record on the season, 27.00 ERA, his second appearance. Former Detroit Tigers farmhand, and the 29-year-old from Omaha, Nebraska, making his second start today. Those are your starting line for both sides between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos as we bring back in Garrett Green here. Garrett, we missed you this weekend, and it's nice to have you back in the booth.
It is very nice to be back, Thomas. Thank you so much. Sure, yeah, it was different being away, but it's very nice to be back. I had a nice, good vacation away, but it's wonderful to be back in the booth and getting ready for Biloxi Shuckers baseball tonight.
Well, for sure. We missed your pick to click especially, and it was just by myself. I said, usually we, Garrett and I explain it all, and, what our picks to clicks usually would be. But tonight, first game of this series against the Blue Wahoos. Obviously, these two teams have met each other before, so have some history. Who do you think going to have a breakout game tonight? Or let's say clear the wall here tonight at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
You know, I am going to take Gabe Holt. I was away that he came dangerously close to hitting a couple of home runs there in Biloxi. Now, the fence is just slightly further back here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, but I think he got one out in batting practice today. I'm going to pick Gabe Holt as my pick to click today.
He did. He hit out towards that Coors Light sign. It got over. He also hit one on the top of the wall as well. So we'll see. I like that pick, Gabe Holt. I think I could see something. Some power stroke from him today. I'm going to go with a power stroke guy himself, Tristan Lutz, the left fielder in May. He's driven in 14 runs, hitting .313. Obviously, the last day of May, so a chance to improve on the number here tonight against the Blue Wahoos. And obviously, Lutz has some history here at Pensacola. One, for the first part, made the game-saving catch in left center to open up this three-game series at the start of the season. And then he had two home runs as well in those three games, including a go-ahead run, a home run in the ninth inning where he cleared the fence out in right field right now. So something to watch out for. And it's always fun, Gary, you know, these two teams obviously in the same division, but you know, having that three-game series where basically every game for like the last 4 days against Montgomery, where the last three games against the Biscuits, they had lead changes of 5, 5, and 6. Obviously, a lot of lead changes here today. Could see something similar.
Yeah, I would expect as much. Remember these two teams. The last time that we were here, played a couple of really close contests. Remember our first game of that series was obviously opening night of the year, and that was the 13-11 game that we had here at the ballpark. Played a very tight 3-1 game on Sunday. And then, as you mentioned, the Saturday contest that Tristan Lutz hits the go-ahead two-run homer in the top of the ninth inning for Biloxi. So
Look, no one has separated in the South Division yet. This is a great opportunity for the Shuckers to do it tonight, but certainly I would expect it to be a couple of tight contests as we progress through. And look, hopefully the Shuckers can carry their offense that they had with them on the road. There's only one way to find out, and that's to play the game.
Oh, for sure. A little bit. No lead is safe here between these two teams. Well, the national anthem first pitch on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida, it's game number one of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Hope you have had a great Tuesday. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 22-21 on the year. That is good for a half-game lead over both the Mississippi Braves and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Pensacola comes into tonight 20-20 on the campaign. Here is the starting lineup one more time for the Shuckers. Leading off is center fielder Sal Frelick. Felix Valerio follows him at second. And the right fielder, Joey Weimer, hits third. Thomas Dillard is the first baseman. He's also your cleanup man tonight. Jackson Reitz behind the disc. Tristan Lutz out on left. Cam Devaney at short. In the eighth spot is the designated hitter, Gabe Holt. And rounding it all out is the third baseman, Yason Coca. They go opposite the right-hander, A.J. Ladwig, making his second appearance with the Blue Wahoos tonight in his one outing, one inning, four runs, three earned on five hits. Did not walk anybody and struck out one. Shuckers in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. Gray pants. They have on the black caps. Wahoos are in their home whites tonight. White tops and white pants with the navy caps. First offer to Sal Frelick on the way, and that is a called strike on the outside corner. And we're off and running at 6:37 p.m. Central Time here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Sent by the right-hander Ladwig, and the next one is slashed out towards left center field. Mesa in the sunshine, shades on in left center field, reaches up and hauls it in. So Frelick lines out to center field, one gone as Felix Valerio comes to hit.
Here is the defensive alignment tonight for the Blue Wahoos. Start on the outfield left to right, Griffin Conine in left, Victor Mesa and Katie Orr complete the outfield. Patrick Divert. Jose Devers up the middle, Troy Johnson at first, and Paul McIntosh doing the catching.
First offer to Felix Valerio is a curveball low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to the Shuckers' second baseman. Right-hander Ladwig not wasting any time. The 1-0. And a fastball low and inside. Even if McIntosh had caught it cleanly, it was a ball. And so the count, 2 balls and no strikes to Felix Valerio. Well, it is a beautiful night here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. 81 degrees at first pitch and plenty of sunshine. 2-0, and Valerio lifts this into shallow right field or at a jog coming in. Gonna reach up above his cap and make the one-handed catch for the out. So for A.J. Ladwig, a couple of fly ball outs. And already things are going better for the right-hander than his debut that he made back on Thursday night against the Mississippi Braves. Two gone and Joey Weimer the batter for Biloxi. Ladwig, the right-hander, rocks into his motion on the first pitch. And a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Calling the balls and strikes tonight are crew chief Dexter Kelly. Ben Fernandez is at first and Tom O'Neill, our third base umpire tonight. The kick and the 0-1. And Weimer takes a fastball inside at 92 miles an hour. And the count evens it a ball and a strike to Weimer. Well, the right-hander Ladwig, the 6'5", 220-pound righty, 29 years old, as he takes a pitch low and outside. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike to Weimer. With the bases empty and 2 gone here in the top of the first inning. No score, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos just underway in the opening. Right-hander Ladwig rocks into his motion with the 2-1. And Weimer fouls this back over our heads and out of play. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to the right fielder Weimer. Ladwig was originally a product of the Detroit Tigers organization, taken in the 11th round of the 2014 draft out of Wichita State. His fastball low and inside. And so the count has run full now to the right fielder, Joey Weimer. Ladwig started the year in the Tigers organization, but was ultimately released after pitching 11 innings with Double-A Erie. The 3-2. And Weimer checks his swing and fouls it off. It was ball 4. And Joey just stands feet apart, incredulous, with a smile on his face as he stopped the bat. And as the ball went by, it just barely grazed the bottom side of it. And that's why it was a foul ball.
You just asked Dexter Kelly, was that a ball? And he nodded.
2 gone, the 3-2 again. And Weimer off the end of the bat. This is flied into center. Mesa fighting the sun a little bit. Gets a late break. Slides feet first. And hauls it in as he loses his cap for the out. And Joey got that one off of the end of the bat. And he'll be frustrated after he nearly had a walk. So the Shuckers go in order at the top of the first inning. We move on to the bottom of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing. And the Blue Wahoos coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Of the first inning, Shuckers held off the board as they go in order here about tonight for the manager Kevin Randall. Leading off is the second baseman Jose Devers. Troy Johnston at first follows him, and the right-handed hitting catcher Paul McIntosh bats third. In the cleanup spot, the left fielder Griffin Conine, Ray Patrick Ditter at short, Victor Mesa in center, the designated hitter Kobe Fletcher Vance bats seventh. In the eighth spot, Luis Aviles Jr. and J.D. Orr rounds it all out in right field. First offer home from Lucas Ersig is fouled off by Jose Devers. It is 0-1. The right-hander Lucas Ersig getting the start tonight for the Checkers. 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, 1-3 this year with a 7.58 ERA. A little bit of a pause as Ersig has a new baseball in his right hand. Working from the third base side of the rubber, kicks and deals. The next offer is a changeup and a swing and a miss by Devers as he tries to hold up. And the count is quickly 0-2 to the second baseman. Ersig is starting here in this spot because Nick Bennett was promoted to AAA Nashville yesterday. He was scheduled to be the game one opener. As this is fouled off by Devers, and so the count stays at 0-2 to the second baseman. Part of a slew of roster moves made throughout the Brewers organization yesterday, primarily to help cover their doubleheader against the Cubs, along with a couple of injuries. 0-2, and a fastball is fouled off by Devers. Ersig came right at him with 97 miles an hour. So the count will stay at 0-2 to the second baseman. Scouting report on Ersig, he throws a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Fastball will sit anywhere from 94 to 98 miles an hour. The 0-2. And a fastball is chopped over to second. Backing up on it, Valerio into shallow right field, plants his feet, and throws out Devers by a step and a half. Ball bounces a little bit higher on the turf, but Valerio is up for it, and there's one going.
Well, here's the Shuckers defense tonight. Behind Lucas Ersig. Start on the outfield left to right, Tristan Lutz, Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer. Around the diamond, Jason Coca starts at third. Cam DeVane. Thomas Dillard is at first, and Jackson Reitz doing the catching.
First offer to the left-handed hitting Johnston, and there's a slider inside for a ball. It is 1-0 to the first baseman. Talking about those roster moves, obviously the big one that made headlines, Ethan Small making his Major League debut yesterday. As this ball is hit in the air out to right field, Weimer having to wheel around on it. He dives, and it bounces and gets past him. It goes all the way out to the wall. Johnston is around second. He's going to head for third. The throw comes into Valerio, but it will not come over to third, and that's going to be a triple for Troy Johnston, his first of the season. So a one-out triple for Pensacola to put a man in scoring position for Paul McIntosh.
Yeah, it was a good effort by Weimer out in right field. Fortunately, couldn't trap the baseball even if he missed it, and so rolls all the way to the wall. That was Johnston to get a triple.
So man on third, one gone. And now the catcher, McIntosh. Infield plays slightly in for it. As the first offer is a fastball at 96 on the inner edge. Now belt high for a strike. It is 0-1. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the first inning. Pensacola threatening against the right-hander Ursi. The 0-1 and McIntosh fouls this into the dugout. There is a very small doorway as the netting extends all the way down the lines here and covers the dugouts. But for that ball that went off the inside edge of the handle for McIntosh, it skipped in on one hop through the door and right into the dugout. Vitally, though, strike two for Ersig is 0-2. And just off the plate, threw him a slider. Didn't miss the outer edge by very much. The ball and two strikes to McIntosh, now hitting 261 on the year. Ersig, the 1-2 pitch. And a fastball is low. Reitz has to pop up as he scoops it backhanded. The count goes even at 2-2 to McIntosh. Remember, McIntosh came out of the gate swinging. His first double-A at-bat with Pensacola, he hit a home. We saw the Blue Wahoos back in early May. He was hitting over 300. 2-2, and a slider is downstairs. And so the count has now run full to the catcher, McIntosh. McIntosh, 10 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, and 21 driven in. Runner on third and one gone. And the 3-2. And a swing and a miss. He tied him up with an inside fastball at 97 miles an hour. Great pitch by Lucas Ersig to get his first K of the night.
That really was a fastball that had a little bit of movement in on the hands. Like you said, it tied him up. And, you know, McIntosh didn't know what to do. He looked like swinging a sword out there. Awfully tough pitch to get the hands around, especially 97.
So now it's Griffin Conine from the left side. And the first offer by Ersig It's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, a little M-tight for a ball, 1-0. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos. Man on third, it's Johnston after his one-out triple here in the bottom of the first, 1-0. And Conine is late on a changeup as he swings right over it. And so the count is one ball and one strike to Conine. Conine is 2-for-6 lifetime against Ursic with an RBI and two strikeouts. No extra base hits against him. 1-1. And a fastball is low at 97. And so the count, two balls and a strike to Conine. Conine is still striking out a decent amount this year. He's at 58 strikeouts this season. However, the batting average much better. He's hitting .272 this year. 2-1, and he takes a breaking ball down low. And so the count, three balls and one strike to the always dangerous Griffin Conine. Four doubles, two triples, seven home runs. Left-handed batter waits for the righty Ursic, and the 3-1, and he threw him a really good slider. Cut right through it and missed.
Throwing that two behind on the count. Got to have some confidence in that pitch and throwing it well early.
And he can't hang that pitch either. Rode in on the hands of the lefty. 3-2. And he threw it to him again and got him to strike out swinging. So Ursic gives out the one-out triple. And as we head on to the second inning, we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. And Biloxi Shucker baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the second inning at Blue Wahoo Stadium in the series opener between the Biloxi Shuckers and Pensacola Blue Wahoos. No score. It'll be 4-5-6. Dillard, Reitz, and Lutz. The 3-2 up against the right-hander A.J. Ladwig after the Shuckers went in order in the first inning. Three fly ball outs. Ladwig winds and fires, and Dillard swings through. It is 0-1. As we said, for Ladwig, this is already going better than his debut did, which he gave up four runs against Mississippi back on Thursday. This pitch is high and outside of the count. It is one ball and one strike to Dillard. Shuckers obviously coming in after they swept the Montgomery Biscuits in a four-game series, the 1-1. And that is low and inside with a changeup. We'll count 2-1 to Dillard. Meanwhile, for these Pensacola Blue Wahoos, they dropped 5 out of 6 against the Mississippi Braves last week. The set and the 2-1. And Dillard skies this foul down the left field line. A reminder that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. If your windshield took a foul ball or any other kind of damage, call Glass Doctor or visit them online at gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Slight delay as a baseball ended up in center field, and I don't know how. There are no kids on the berm out in that area.
Was not much of a burn. Very narrow. Or in other places.
Set and the 2-2. And Thomas takes around his back foot. Slider that missed. And so the count has run full now to Dillard. Only game that the Wahoos won during their six-game series against Mississippi was the game Yuri Perez started. 3-2 is fouled back, and so Thomas stays alive. Makes sense. Perez was named the Southern League Pitcher of the Week for that outing. Stairman and another 3-2 to Dillard. And he hits this on the ground past the first baseman, Johnstone, and out into right field, a base hit. A ball that you thought that maybe Johnston had an opportunity to get to, but on a sharp hop out into right, the Shuckers have their first base hit.
Now you thought Johnston maybe had a chance to get it. He's a lefty, so it's on his glove side. So it's a lot easier than for a righty. Make the reaction and try to backhand. Still, we know the exit field he gets. Never easy.
So now it's Jackson Reitz. And the first pitch is down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Reitz is the only player for the Shuckers who has faced off against Ladwig at any point in his career. Remember, they would have been in the Eastern League together. Long hold in the pitch. And Reitz swings and misses on a fastball. And count is 1-1. Reitz is 1-for-3 against Ladwig all time with a home run and RBI. You get those when you get a home run. And a strikeout. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the top of the second inning. Dillard on first with nobody gone on the pitch. And Reitz fouls this one off of McIntosh. Might have caught his right hand. And plate umpire Dexter Kelly will take an extra moment. And boy, the Shuckers just beat up Paul McIntosh.
Yeah.
It is nothing personal, but it seems like he takes one or two hard foul balls every time that he is behind the plate. The Wahoos against the Shuckers. Foul ball, the count now 1-2 to Jackson Reitz, who's hitting 286 now this year. 30th game for him. 1-2 and a slider is way outside. Well, the count runs even at 2-2. You were doing some research earlier. Thomas and, of course, both these guys from Nebraska actually had a chance to play against each other. 2-2. That one's lifted out into left field. Long run for Conine. He will not get there. It's a fair ball, and it's going to roll all the way down towards the corner. Dillard will stop at third, and Reitz cruises into second with his fifth double of the year. So he's 2-for-4 lifetime against Ladwig with two extra base hits. And the scores, the Shuckers have a great scoring opportunity with nobody going here in the second.
A really good two-strike approach there from Jackson Reitz. He saw the slider down and away. Doesn't chase after. Gets a pinch on the inside half. And able to get the barrel all of it. Just getting enough of it off the edge of the bat and yank it down the left field line. And this is what the Shuckers really need here. Give Lucas Erzig, after he got out of that last half inning, give him some run support now.
So the infield will draw in for Lutz, batting from the right side against the right-hander Ladwin. Set in the first offer, and Lutz checks his swing on an inside fastball. They will appeal down to first, and our first base umpire Ben Fernandez says Lutz did not go. It is 1-1. Well, finishing out for Reitz and Ladwig, though, you said you talked to Reitz, and
yeah,
they do know each other. As the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air down the right field line. Long run back for Orr. It's going to be over his head and go all the way to the wall. Dillard will score easily. In behind him is Reitz. He will score without a throw as it came to second. And Tristan Lutz continues his hot May. A 2-RBI double, and the Shuckers take a 2-0 lead here in the second.
Yeah, the base is clearing double in that key seventh inning and a 16-11 victory on Sunday. What does he do here? Puts a ball down the right field line just like he did on Sunday. This time only scores two, so I don't know if he'll be happy about that or not. You gotta get the 3-0, you know?
Well, yeah. Lutz will take it. It's his fourth double of the year in RBIs 21 and 22.
I'll go back to the Reitz. Yeah, both those guys know each other when Ladwig's back in Nebraska.
First offer inside to Devaney for a ball.
Yeah, both knowing each other from training at the same facility, from what Jackson told me today. Figuring, it's like when Sal talked about Massachusetts guys in Pro Bowl, Nebraska must be the same.
1-0, and this is yanked down the third baseline, but Devaney was just out in front of it, foul. Sounded like it might have busted his bat, but he's got the same stick in his hand. So it's just a foul ball for strike one, 1-1 to Cam. 2-0 in favor of the Shuckers now here in the second inning. Tristan Lutz at second after his 2-RBI double. It was single by Dillard, a double by Reitz, and a double by Lutz. 1-1, and Devaney hits this one, and it bounces down in front of Ditter. He tried, and so Devaney will reach, and the extra bobble away from Ditter allows Lutz to move to third. So now we have our first scoring change opportunity of the night to see how they rule that. But regardless, going to be a meeting on the mound as Dave Island, the pitching coach, comes out to have a conversation. Paul McIntosh will also head out there as well. And for Cam Devaney, that falls into the category of don't care how it's scored, it's a hard hit ball, and the Shuckers have been on the edges and still nobody out in this inning.
Well, that was really smart base running from Tristan Lutz. You mentioned before about him advancing to third base because, you know, ball in the hole on a one hopper, and he froze like you're supposed to, you're told. And then as the ball, you saw the ball trickle away enough that he can scramble into third base and take that extra 90 feet. A lot of time playing on the safe side like he did initially to start, and good recognition to take third.
Well, they have ruled it a single for Devaney, so give him the hit. Lutz moving to third on the knock, and now it's Gabe Holtz. And the first pitch is hit in the air, left field, Conine tracking back, looking over his shoulder, and he makes the catch sliding for the out. In to score is Lutz, and Gabe Holt is robbed of extra bases on a ball that Conine over his shoulder, sliding towards the left field corner, hauls in. However, it is an RBI. The Shuckers take a 3-0 lead. But wow, what a catch by Griffin Conine.
That really was spectacular. You explained it perfectly, him going in towards the foul pole, and it kind of has the backhanded while sliding towards that foul pole. And poor Gabe Holt, man, he's come close the last two games to home ring. That one's probably gone home at MGM.
So here's Jason Koga, switch hitter, and he'll slash this foul for strike one. The old Dealer Park reference there.
That would not have been gone at Dealer Park. That would have stayed in.
Of course, the Pioneer League has just gotten their season rolling with professional baseball. They are a partner league, though, as this offer is in there at the knees for a strike to Koga. Well, the count is quickly 0-2 to the Shuckers' third baseman. Koga had a very successful stint with the Helena Brewers there. The Pioneer League played plenty of games at Dealer Park. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Devaney on first, the 0-2, and Koga fights this off foul. In 2018 with Helena, Koga hit .281 that year with 14 doubles, 7 triples, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs, and 49 runs scored. The set and the 0-2, and Koga strikes out swinging at an elevated fastball. And McIntosh thought that was the third out. He was about to head to the dugout, but it is out number two.
At least he didn't bring the baseball with him and toss it into the stands or anything like that. But a little bit harder to view here because the netting, like you said, goes around first and third base side. All up to about our eye level here in the booth.
So now it's Sal Frelick for the second time, and he hits this one in the air, left side foul for a strike at his 0-1. Shuckers leading it 3-0 here in the top of the second inning. Thomas Dillard single, Jackson Reitz flare double down the left field line. Tristan Lutz with a 2-RBI double to right. Cam Devaney with an infield single. And Gabe Holt with a sacrifice fly with a star next to it for the play for Kona. The 0-1. And a changeup is high and away. The count 1-1 to Frelick. Sal lined out to left center field. His first time up on the second pitch of the game. Devaney with a short lead off of first as the sun tucks behind some clouds and shades the field. 1-1, and Frelick flinches but takes a breaking pitch inside. The count 2-1 to Frelick. Sal with the gray pants rolled all the way tonight. Left-handed hitter with a slightly open stance. Bend to the knees as he waits in a throw to first. Devaney dives back in. Cam, not much of a stolen base threat this season, but he has been known to pick his spots for the Shuckers. Two stolen bases in four total attempts this year. The set and the 2-1. And Freelich stretches and fouls this one, and it catches a piece of McIntosh. Stay down on a knee, and Freelich, I think, with an apology to McIntosh, and now everyone will mill about for a second. Give McIntosh an extra moment. Freelich digs back in with a 2-2 count. Right-hander Ladwig operating from the first base side of the rubber. Peeks over his shoulder, and the 2-2. And Freelich bounces this past Johnston into right field. It's a base hit. Devaney takes a wide turn of second, but a good throw in from right field by J.D. Orr will hold him there. And so Sal Freelich with another hit. The Shuckers have now pounded out five hits in this inning and are bringing up the eighth man of the frame. It's Felix Valerio.
Well, these are the big innings that they had in the last series against the Biscuits, in which, you know, we've been looking for this whole season. So really starting to put things together offensively, which is a strong sign for them.
So now it's Valerio. Set and the first offer. And Felix takes a fastball, 91 on the inner edge, knee high for a strike. It is 0-1. Nobody warming out in the bullpen either for the Wahoos, so Ladwig trying to get himself out of this two-out jam with runners on first and second, the 0-1. And Valerio takes another fastball, thigh high, at 90 on the inner edge for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Now, Ladwig needed just 12 pitches to get through the first inning, but is already up to 41 now for the duration of this game here in the second inning. 0-2. And breaking the count of ball and two strikes to Valerio. Felix fly to ride his first time up. Right-handed hitting second baseman with six doubles, a triple, six home runs, and 23 runs driven in this year. He has also scored 28. 1-2. And this is reached for and fouled straight back to the screen. Fastball towards the outer half of the plate. Valerio didn't want to leave anything to chance, and he reaches out and tips it foul. We'll talk about Cam Devaney stealing bases and spots. At this point, especially once you get the lineup flipped back over to the top, you don't want to run yourself into a third out. Freelich with a very long lead off at first. 1-2, and a breaking ball is off the plate. Not missed by very much. And so the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. With a right-handed hitter in Valerio, Johnston is not even holding Freelich on at first. So Sal has about a five-step lead as a sprinter over at first base. And this pitch is hit in the air to center field. Racing back on it is Mesa. He breaks into an easy jog, and he makes the chest-high catch for the out. But Biloxi sends eight men to the plate, and they score three runs on five hits and strand a pair. We head on to the bottom of the second. It's now the Shuckers 3 and the Wahoos nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
There is always something going on every Saturday night, and at nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 28th as the first 1,500 fans receive a free Shuckers cooler bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
This is inside with the first pitch for a ball. The next offer is a fastball low and outside. The Ray Patrick hitter getting things going for the Wahoos. Here at the bottom of the second inning, so the count, two balls and no strikes. Checkers leading Pensacola 3-0 as we start the bottom of the second. Right-hander Ursic kicks home the 2-0. Fastball is low and inside. That had a little bit of run back in towards the right-hander hitter. And it's 3-0 now to the shortstop. So Biloxi scoring three runs in the second inning on five hits. He'll set down the 3-0. And a fastball is pulled inside of the third base chalk and fair. All the way down into the left field corner. Dinner has great speed, loses the helmet as he comes around second, but will slam on the brakes as it's dug out in the left field corner by Lutz, but it's a leadoff double for Ray Patrick Dinner, his third two-bagger of the year. Well, 3-0, Dinner was looking for something on the inner edge. Got a fastball in that spot and roped it down the third baseline. It was just beyond the infield dirt and only about 3 feet in fair territory, but it's all the way down into the corner and it's a double. And now it's Ursig looks back to second and deals. And a first pitch slider, outer hedge, belt high for a strike. It's 0-1. Ursig needed 19 pitches to get through the first inning. 12 of them were strikes. Gave up that one-out triple to Troy Johnston, but then struck out McIntosh and Kona. 0-1 on a slider Mesa offers, pulls back, and did not go around. The count is one ball and one strike to Victor Mesa. Center fielder Freelick shaded a few steps towards right. Weimer is relatively deep in right field. Runner dancing on second, Dinner the 1-1. And a sinking fastball is swung over and missed by Mesa. And the count is now 1-2. Mesa hitting just 186 this year. Two doubles, a home run, 8 runs driven in, and 12 runs scored. He does have elite speed. He's stolen all 11 bases this year. 1-2, he's late on a fastball. It's the third strikeout for Lucas Ursig. Just threw a couple of 97-mile-an-hour fastballs right by him at the bottom of the zone. And with one gone, it's the designated hitter, Kobe Fletcher Vance. Ursig peers in, and the first offer will wait as he'll spin and look the runner back. That is the first disengagement officially for Ursig. There's a little bit of moving out of the Shuckers bullpen just getting started. Look back to second. And Ursig the pitch. And that is at the knees for a called strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Looks like the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez is just starting to lightly toss from the front edge of the bullpen down the left field line. Bullpens are in play here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The 0-1. And this is bounced on the ground. Backing up on it, Coca bobbles, picks up, still throws to first, and Diller knocks it down, and that prevents Dinner from advancing to third. So we'll see how they score that. It will likely be an E5 on Coca, as he had an opportunity at a clean play for it, or it is an error. However, despite all of that, Dinner somehow does not advance. But now runners on first and second and only one gone for Luis Aviles Jr.
Yeah, he didn't want to run into an out there because Coca pushed the baseball towards the second base bag, and then Dillard coming off early really forced him to hold it right there.
Set on the first offer, and a slider is way outside for a ball to Aviles. It is 1-0. Well, Luis all-time against Ursig is 1-4. As Jackson Reitz will come out to have a quick word with Ursig. But Aviles, excuse me, one for three lifetime with a walk and an RBI along with a double off of Ursi. Good job by Reitz to go out there. Remember, for Ursic, he's had a couple of appearances where an error behind him can turn into something big. The set and the 1-0. And a fastball, Aviles checks his swing, holds it. They still appeal down to first, and Ben Fernandez says no swing. Two balls and no strikes to the third baseman, Luis Aviles Jr. 3-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. Game number 1 of 6 between Biloxi and Pensacola. Ursic the 2-0. And this is fouled off by Aviles right down at his feet. The count now 2-1 to Luis. Surprisingly for Biloxi, this is one of our 2 6-game series that we have here in Pensacola. Of course, we started the year with a 3-game set against the Blue Wahoos, and we'll play the other 3 games at MGM Park after the All-Star break. 2-1, runner goes. It's called a strike to throw down to second in the tag. In time, they got him. Fletcher Vance is called out, stealing on the back end of a double steal. So no stolen base for Ditter as Fletcher Vance is thrown out 2-4. It's the second out in the inning, and it was a called strike to Aviles. So all good things for Lucas Ursic now. So the infield draws back with a man on third and 2 gone. And Ursing the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got Aviles to reach for a fastball at 98 miles an hour. And it's 2 scoreless innings for Lucas Ursing tonight. No runs, a hit, an error, and 1 man left on base. We move on to the third. It's the Shuckers 3 and the Wahoos nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the third inning, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-0. Joey Weimer leads it off. A.J. Ladwig back out for a third inning. Got to hand you back over to the man who took you through the whole weekend. Here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Here is Ladwig. Right-hander fires the first pitch. Fastball upstairs. Weimer swings through for strike one. 3-4-5, 2 up in this frame. Johnson and first baseman in on the turf. The 0-1 is down and inside. That little two-seam cut action into Weimer. The right-hander lays off 1-1. Shucker is scoring 3 runs in the top of the second inning. And Weimer checks swing again. Leaves it up, 2-1. Lucas Ursing working out of a pair of jams early in this one. Let's see if they roll him out for a third inning or not. One of his best outings he's looked so far this season. And the 2-1, Weimer pops it up
Foul territory, third base side. Avilas makes the grab just in front of the warning track, about halfway down the third base line. One away. Ursink was coming on a five-inning scoreless streak as long as this season, so they have expected this Lucas to show up tonight. Switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard swings and misses at a fastball 90 miles an hour at the thigh. Well, Dillard is playing some good baseball as of late. Two singled and scored last inning. What a four straight hits the Shuckers accorded as Dillard laces it into left center field. Long run for Mesa, but on the run, makes the catch. Seen a few sharp hit baseballs out to the outfield turf, and Victor Mesa has chased him down. And the ball was slicing away from him because Dillard was in the left-hander's batter's box, but still, again, records a second out.
Down in center field, he covers a lot of ground, and Dillard, even with that off the bat, looked like he knew Mesa was probably going to be able to chase it down.
A fastball down on the knees is waved at and missed by Jackson Reitz for strike one. Base is empty, two gone, top of the third. 3-0 Biloxi advantage. Game one of this six-game series. Ladwig 0-1, and it hits him. Must have grazed the jersey, couldn't really hear it up here. And so Jackson Reitz, hit by pitch.
Those are the hit by pitches you will take.
Yeah, you'll take those any day of the week. Jackson has been flunked a ton this season. That's his eighth hit by pitch. Coming in with seven, was tied for fourth in the Southern League. Reitz at first, two gone, and a hard slider down and away. Ball one to Tristan Luft, the left fielder. Last series two, Reitz was hit twice, walked six times. And the 1-0, let's sharp hit ground ball. Few hops right to Ditter at shortstop. We'll go the short route to second. And that'll end the frame 6-4 on the putout. No runs on no hits, no errors. One man left after 2.5. Shuckers 3. Blue Wahoos nothing here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
We have our first pitching change tonight in the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers, a 3-0 early advantage on the Blue Wahoos. Lucas Ursing, who was slid to just open the game, goes two innings on the mound. Arnaldo Hernandez will replace him.
Yeah, for Hernandez, 15th appearance of the year, 4-1 with a 5.12 ERA. He's finished eight games, has a hold and one save for the Shuckers. 19 in the third innings, 12 runs allowed, 11 of them earned on 21 hits. 10 walks, 25 strikeouts. The right-hander, Arnaldo Hernandez.
Hernandez will face J.D. Ort to start, the right fielder. And will face leadoff man Devers and then Johnston, 9-1-2 in the order. As Hernandez kicks home, first pitch down and inside. Breaking ball for ball one. So the final line on Lucas Erceg. Tosses two scoreless innings, just two hits allowed. No walks, four strikeouts through 34 pitches. 21 of them for strikes. And the 1-0 to Orr. The lefty takes a fastball down and away called strike, 1-1. J.D. this season playing in his seventh game. Is 5-for-18, and one lays off down and away. Change up, 2-1. Double RBI, but seven walks. The Blue Wahoo right fielder. And the 2-1. As he backs off the inside corner fastball, 93 runs inside. It's 3-1. Drafted in the 10th round by the Miami Marlins in the 2019 draft out of Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hernandez righty, deep breath, 3-1. And a fastball catches the outside black, called strike. Full at 3-2. Arnaldo has been used in many situations this season, early innings, middle of the innings. He's closed games. Four wins on the season. And a 3-2 Orr flies it high in the air down the left field line. Lets into foul territory, makes a leaping catch. Just in front of the wall, it stays in the park. And Orr is retired. Start the third inning. And you know, Lutz making that catch just in front where it really starts to close off towards the fair foul pole. Obviously, like a baseball, it's baseball field has an oval behind home plate, but then as you start to go more and more down the third base line and first as well, it starts to veer off and close down. As first pitch is whiffed and missed by Jose Devers for strike one. 3-0 Shuckers, bottom three, and base is empty. Hernandez glove just below the chin, 0-1. And Devers out in front again. Now the change up quickly, 0-2 on him. Arnaldo, his last time out, picked up his fourth win. It's the Montgomery Biscuits, and a wave and a miss, strike three. Three straight changeups get him swinging. And Devers is dead on strikes. Arnaldo up as well, so really a busy series for Arnaldo. Toss two scoreless innings, struck out three. That was scoreless inning streak up to three innings. Two outs in the frame, Troy Johnston. And a fastball down and inside for ball one. Well, the first baseman for the Blue Wahoos tripled down the right field line. A ball that Weimer, the right fielder, laid out for. Didn't get it, and it got past him. Johnston ended up at third. As he loops it down the left field line, a fair ball. Skips off the turf, Lutz waits for it. And Troy Johnston off to a good start in this series. He's 2-for-2 tonight.
Well, Johnston, despite how poorly the series went for Pensacola against the Mississippi Braves, Johnston actually had a very good series, including a four-hit night as part of that series. So he's really been heating up a lot lately.
Yeah, I really have. From what we've seen, I've been really impressed with him and the tools that he showcases game in and game out against the Shuckers. As he leads off a first, two outs in the inning. And the catcher, Paul McIntosh. And the first pitch popped up, first base side. Dillard chasing after towards a tarp, but it gets in the seats for strike one. Well, McIntosh, who transferred to West Virginia. Then you have Terrence Dotson on the other side. Well, Dotson, who was committed to play football and baseball in West Virginia for the Shuckers, was drafted out of the Tampa area at high school by the Milwaukee Brewers in 2019. And the 0-1. Change up, fastball, excuse me, inside, 1-1. McIntosh struck out swinging in the first inning. Erceg punched out four different players, eight batters he faced.
And a 1-1. Swing slow with the change. 2-1. Mercy really racks up the strikeout numbers when he is throwing strike, because you got the fastball around 96, 98, and then it mixes in the changeup, low 80s, probably about 80, 81 to 82, 83. That's a big. Hernandez, 2-1 from the righty, and McIntosh bounces it right back up the middle to center field. Johnson holds up right there, so they'll go station to station baseball. Well, two hits in this frame, and two men aboard, all coming with two outs. So Blue Wahoo's two-out offense here brings up left fielder and the power-hitting slugger out of Duke. Conine, black ankle guard on his right foot. Stands in, open stance from the left side. And the first pitch takes a healthy hack at it. Threw a breaking ball, swung on a miss for strike one. Johnson at second, McIntosh at first. A pair of singles after a fly out and a strikeout. And the 0-1 as Conine lines it the opposite way in the left center field. Base knock. Johnson waved around third. He's in to score. And Conine slides in feet first to second. RBI base knock for him. And the Blue Wahoos caught the deficit down to 3-1.
This is where you see a really different approach from Griffin Conine from last season. Obviously, finishing second in all of minor league baseball in home runs. You really felt like what he lacked the ability to do was shorten up and just go with the pitch. That's a pitch right there from Hernandez towards the outer half to the left-handed hitter. He just shortens up his swing, pokes it out into left field, and it gets the job done. And now, all of a sudden, he's the tying run for the Wahoos.
First pitch, breaking ball is hammered out of the air. Left field, Lutz has it sized up. Two steps back. Makes a catch over his left shoulder. Bring a close to the inning. But all the offense coming with two outs in this bottom of the third inning. They get one run on three hits. No errors. And two men left in scoring position. After three, Shuckers three. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more. You'll find it at Dad's, and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning in a fancy call-up. Blue Wahoos get three straight base hits. Played that first run. The RBI double from Griffin Konike and the Shuckers get that run back here. The bottom three men on the order, Camden Vanney, Gabe Holt, and Jason Coca. So Will Bean Devaney will kick things off. Vanney singled his first time. It's A.J. Ladwig. There was a slider on the outer half called strike. That was the bottom third of the order that helped win the Checkers some games that last weekend. Tries to go back to the off-speed pitch outside. This time, too much action on it, 1-1. Brent Diaz, Jason Coca. As the 1-1, Devaney rolls over foul, third base side, 1-2. Jason Coca had the go-ahead sacrifice fly in the contest on Friday. Gabe Holt, RBI in the 10th inning on Saturday. That forced it to go to another frame, which the Shepherds would end up winning. And Devaney peers on a hard slider outside. He's across the plate, takes it for a ball, 2-2. Leadoff man. And the 2-2, Devaney drills to center field. Mesa jogging back a few steps, turns around, makes the catch. Pretty much had it the whole way. He was cheating out towards left center anyway, and Devaney hit it right to him. Now, Shuckers have barreled the baseball a few times in this game. Now, Dillard lined out to center last inning. He had Valeria, who ended the second inning on a line out to center, and then Frelick lined out to left center. All to Victor Mesa, like a magnet out there so far. And here is Gabe Holt. Fastball 91, called strike on the outer half. One out, nobody on. Top four, 3-1 Biloxi. Holt scoots off the inside corner with the fastball, 1-1. Game sack fly in the second. Scored the final run of the inning as he chokes up on the bat. Slow chopper, left side, and hits off the middle jitter and stops in his tracks as he was charging in on the turf. That'll be an E6 that Holt reaches on.
What do you think, Thomas? Another forced error there?
A little bit. It's a tougher play, especially Holt, the way that he is kind of a slap hitter. So rolling out of the box from the left-hander's batter's box, too. And because it's a slow chopper, Dieter has to charge it, so he's kind of anticipating what he needs to do. So 50-50, I could see it being a forced error.
I think just the speed that he's got coming out of the box is what speeds up the internal clock there.
Coca fouls off the first pitch of the screen. There are so many players on this Shuckers team who have that speed, and obviously one of them, Garrett Mitchell, on the injured list right now. Long pause and a toss over to first. Holt back in headlong. And really, you can't point out too many guys in this lineup that will hold them up on the bases. Pinch of the dirt, stab by McIntosh. Calls time and flicks the baseball towards the first base dugout. You know, Mike Guerrero at third, his hand is always like a windmill. Leave the guys around third more times than not. Really do or die plays at home. Ladwigs 1-1. Coca chops it the other way and down the left field line. Got inside of Velas. Scooped up by Conine Holt. Dives head first and a third. Conine's throw is offline. Trickles all the way down towards McIntosh at home as Coca ends up at second base. And here come the Shuckers. That's his fourth double the season for Yason. 7-4, the bomb, the order, they can mash.
And it looks like that might be the end of the day for Ladwig as Kevin Randall quickly moves his way out of the dugout.
Well, the Shuckers, they got to Ladwig early and often in this one, and now with Sal Frelick coming back to the top of the order, I think, yep. Yeah, but Randall doesn't want him to see a third time through as Ladwig walks back towards the first base dugout. So no pitcher entering the contest for Pensacola. He'll face Sal Frelick. One out here at the top of the fourth. It's the Shuckers 3-1. Step aside on the Bloxy Shuckers broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Top of the fourth inning, runners on second and third, and southpaw Jeffrey Yon. First pitch fastball 93 down low. Left-handed hitting outfielder Sal Freelick.
Yeah, for Yon, this is his 16th appearance of the year, 1-0 with a 2.79 earned run average.
Yon kicks, 1-0, Freelick, chopper foul.
Other numbers for Yon this year, 19 and a third innings, 8 runs, 6 of them earned on 11 hits. Has not allowed a home run this year. 15 walks to 35 strikeouts, opponents hitting 167 against the southpaw.
So Ladwig responds for the two men on the base paths right now with one out. And the 1-1 inside as Freelick backs out of the way of. Jumps ahead of the count. Yon making his fourth appearance against the Shuckers this season. And more like a football number in terms of ERA, 21.6. Allowed 5 runs, 4 in an inning and 2/3 this year. And the 2-1 is low with the fastball, 3-1.
Now, this is a guy who really had Biloxi's number last season. The Shuckers have certainly found a way to get to him this year.
Return of the favor, might say. He does have 4 strikeouts, though. Shows you the swing and miss stuff that he brings. He's behind, though, on Sal, 3-1, up and in ball 4, and he walked him. So Freelick aboard for the second time tonight, who singled in the second. Brings up Felix Valerio. Hasn't reached base yet, but has put the ball in play twice. A couple hard hit baseball as well. So bases are loaded. Just one out on the frame. And a backdoor curveball is called strike to the right-handed hitting second baseman, Felix Valerio. The 0-1, and Valerio chases after a breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by McIntosh. Yon was coming home just in case. He couldn't find it. Count 0-2. Yon has all sorts of pinches he can go to here in his repertoire. Signs a four-seam, two-seam fastball, slider, curve, splitter, change. And the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. A changeup that time got him. And a huge second out for Corden.
Bayon had a lot of downward tumble to it. Valerio, really good strike zone discipline and control, but just a little bit over that one.
So now can the right fielder Joey Weimer provide some offense. First pitch swinging high, fly ball the opposite way. Or the right fielder has it played out. One back step over to his right, makes the catch. And deep right field to bring a close to this fourth inning.
So the Shuckers load them up, but Jeffrey Yon comes in. Slams the door on the Shuckers after 3.5. They still lead 3-1. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers baseball. The Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We've reached the bottom of the fourth inning in Pensacola at Blue Wahoo Stadium. As expected, Lucas Ersing opened the game. Arnaldo tossed an inning, and here is Carlos Luna. On the righty will face off against Victor Mesa. First pitch to the right-hander. He has a slider inside for ball one.
Now for Luna, this is his ninth appearance of the year. It's his fourth in relief, 0-4 with a 4.8 ERA.
1-0. Is cut on and missed through that same slider down and away. 1-1.
The rest of the numbers for Luna, 30 innings, 18 runs allowed, 16 earned on 37 hits, 14 walks, 31 strikeouts.
Right here, kicks 1-1 down and away with a fastball 89. Back in it by Reitz, 2-1. Well, now Carlos's last four appearances have come out of the bullpen. In terms of the middle of the game guy. 2-1 is down and away with the slider. Mesa lays off 3-1. A little bit different for him, but he started the season pitching well in the bullpen, so wonder if it's a bit of adjustment here for Carlos. 3-1 home, and a fastball sails high ball 4. He walked him. It's Luna's second appearance against Pensacola. That was his second to last start. Started five games to open up. And a 3.68 ERA. That last one coming against Montgomery, but he pitched really well against Pensacola. Struck out 6 in 4 innings. Allowed just 1 run on 3 hits. Did walk 4, though, which was his season high. Nice walk leadoff and 2 in his fourth inning. Victor Mesa brings up Kobe Fletcher. Vance as a quick toss over to first, and Mesa back in standing. Sun setting here in Pensacola as of 2 minutes in the Central Time Zone, even though we're in the great state of Florida. And first pitch is a big hack and a miss. A fastball for strike one. Beautiful view here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Have the water in the background. And the 0-1. A fastball up in the zone. Reed snap throw down to first, and Mesa opted to go back and standing. Almost gets tagged out by Dillard.
I think if Dillard puts that glove on his hip and doesn't swipe the air right there, I don't think his foot's back on the bat.
It was a bang-bang play. Luna 0-2. And a check swing, tapper foul.
Back towards the first base dugout. Well, talking about, you know, the water, and reminds me a bit of maybe what it looked like Tropicana Field in Clearwater, of all those spring training facilities down and minor league affiliates during the non-spring training months. As the 0-2, Spurley popped up right at home plate. Reitz toss to the mask just behind him. Now on the grass, back to the dirt. Makes the catch and puts away Hopi Fletcher. Vance for the first down.
Calm the entire way for Jackson Reitz.
Cool, calm, and collective. Never in doubt for Jackson.
This is one where you might have just enough light to where you don't lose that in the twilight skies, but by now is where it can get a little tricky sometimes with those pop-ups with the pale blue that's on the sky.
Another snap throw over to first base by Carlos Luna. Never easy tracking the ball under the lights. Each park different. There goes Mesa. Swing and a miss. And Reitz trying to throw down towards second base. But no throw from Jackson. We wonder with the swing from Luis Avonis. He's starting to come in over home plate. Surprise, maybe no argument there for interference. Reitz is ready to throw down. Then he got at the body of Avilas. As he, a little flare in a shallow center field. Frelick racing in, but out goes the shortstop Devaney. And a Bermuda triangle. Hangs on, makes the grab.
And a good job by Devaney. As soon as that ball's hit in the air, he takes off. And I think that's another one where now the sun's setting pretty much behind the grandstand, and you have those difficult skies. Frelick didn't get a good read on that. As soon as it came off of the bat, he started back initially, and there's no way he was going to make up that ground.
That's what happened to Victor Mesa in the first inning. As first pitch, J.D. Orr foul tips it into Reitz's bit for strike one. Mesa didn't get a good jump because of the sun, and ended up having a dive on his backside. A sliding pop-up slide, basically, on the turf in the outfield to recover. That was the opposite, though, where you had the sunlight, but the sun was blocking you. And the 0-1 Orr lays off down in the zone, 1-1 to the 9-0 hitter. Well, Frelick usually, too, rather plays in more. Wants to take away those base hits like that one almost was. Rather go up over the top. And the 1-1 slider down and in. 2-1. A leadoff walk to Victor Mesa, then stole second. Pair of pop-outs after Mesa reached, though. Now Carlos Luna wants to run through the signs again. J.D. Orr from the left side against the righty Luna. Takes a fastball, and he knew that was the pitch to hit. Back even 2-2. A fastball that one was about thigh high on the outer half. It was a gold mine. 2-2. As Orr strikes it well, deep right center field. Weimer in the alley, slows up just before the warning track, makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Weimer had to go a long way, but the wrong part of the park for J.D. Orr to put it out there. So leadoff walk comes to nothing. Stranded at second base. Move on to the fifth inning. 3-1 Shuckers in control. Listen to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball, the Shuckers Radio Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Parky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Shucker is 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch from Jeffrey Yan is lined back by Thomas Dillard into the screen. Dillard reads and lets the batters. It'll be Garrett Green to take you through these next few innings. Here he is.
All right. Thank you so much, Thomas. Here's the other Thomas. Thomas Dillard waits on the 0-1 pitch. That's down low with a fastball at 95. And it's 1-1. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Shuckers. 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error for the Wahoos. Shuckers scoring all 3 of their runs in the second. 1-1, Dillard bends back from an inside breaking ball. The count is 2-1 now to Thomas. Dillard started that second inning with a single on the right side. Jackson Reitz then followed with a double. And Tristan Lutz with a 2-RBI double following him. The 2-1 pitch. And Dillard pops this up back of home and foul. The count draws even at 2-2. Cam Devaney then singled, and then Gabe Holt with a sac fly to left. You have to wonder how much that catch by Griffin Conine is going to end up mattering in this ballgame. Shuckers would like to pad their lead here as the 2-2. And Dillard down to an E as he strikes out swinging. McIntosh applies the tag, and it is the second strikeout for the lefty Jeffrey Yan.
They just think that Conine doesn't catch that. Leads to a few more runs in that inning. And you're right, that's something right now. We're just a 2-run cushion for the Shuckers. And Pensacola hasn't really struck gold. They're kind of just hanging around.
Well, they are. They've left quite a few men on base so far. As the first offer to Reitz, he swings and misses at a slider. For a strike, it is 0-1. Jackson Reitz this year, he has enjoyed facing off against left-handed pitching. He's batting 400 against lefties this year. Set in the 0-1. And he picks a fastball low and inside, and Yan ends up on his backside on the mound. He's lost his plant foot, and that will wave off the start of the extraordinary circumstance. They're going to let him clean his cleats as well. But yeah, Yan finished that pitch off. It was low and inside. And so the count 1-1 to Reitz. Set in the 1-1. That's down in the dirt. McIntosh slid to his left. It ricocheted off of his chest and ended up on the right side of the backstop. So Yan, all of a sudden, a little out of control. It's 2-1. Reitz this year with 3 doubles and 2 home runs off of left-handed pitchers. He's driven in 10. The set and the 2-1. And he fouls this one back right over our heads. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Reitz. So far in this game, the Wahoos have left 4 men on base. They have not been retired in order in an inning yet. So they are hanging around. The 2-2. And Reitz hits this on the ground. Slow bouncer, backhanded, bobbled by Ditter. It's another error. Reitz will be on. Well, we talked about the potential forced error by Gabe Holt. No forcing on that one. Ditter took his time and just let that ball play him. As it got into the heel of his glove, he couldn't field it cleanly. And it's the second error on the shortstop tonight.
Now really, that's really surprising for him. He is really known for his defensive skills. Had just 2 errors coming into the ballgame tonight. Now numbers 3 and 4.
So man on with one gone, and now it's Tristan Lutz. And the first offer to him is a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Lutz with a double and a fielder's choice, two runs driven in and a run scored tonight. Checkers leading it 3-1 here on the top of the fifth inning. Left-hander Jan strides home, and Lutz hacks through a curveball. The count is 0-2. Lutz this season hitting .211 against left-handed pitching. He does have two of his five home runs off of left-handers this year. Wind is mostly dived down in left center field, the 0-2. And Lutz steps back from a back foot slider. The count is 1-2. Stadium lights taking pretty much full effect here. Lights dotting the 3 mile bridge way out beyond center field that leads you over to Gulf Breeze and ultimately to Pensacola Beach. A couple of the hotels out on the beach lit up way off in the distance. 1-2. And Lutz hits this back up the middle and a diving, stabbing catch. Devers can't hold it. He scrambles and they're going to get Reitz at second. Well, an extraordinary play by Devers to nearly get the catch. He loses the ball and doesn't secure it, but is able to recover it in shallow left center field and ultimately flip the covering shortstop Dinner. And what an eventful second out here as Lutz is on with the fielder's choice.
You know what that was? That was what Chris Berman would say. He was bobbling and stumbling and rambling and tumbling to the crowd. I mean, my goodness, he was so off balance, but that would have been a heck of a catch. Full extension layout right behind the second base bag. And then when he came close to hitting the dirt, that's when the ball just slowly popped out of his hand. But when he recovered too, that's when he was all awkward. He almost ended up with Griffin Conine out of left field.
And they're going to have to call time and give him just an extra moment to make sure that he's okay after laying out fully. And now appears to be fine as Lutz takes his lead off of first. And Devaney waits for the first pitch and swings late on a slider down low for a strike. It is 0-1. Checkers leading this 3-1 here on the top of the fifth inning. Opening game of this six-game series. The Checkers used Lucas Ersig as their opener. Now they'll see if Carlos Luna can eat up a bulk of the innings tonight. Meanwhile, the lefty Jeffrey Yawn, the 0-1. And that is high. And it's 1-1. Right-hander A.J. Ladwig goes 3 1/3 tonight for the Wahoos. So both teams having to lean into their bullpens early in this game. Yawn the 1-1. And Devaney checks his swing on a high fastball at 94. Cam with a single on the left side back in the second. That was one that you thought maybe they could have given it as an error to Ditter. But I think that Devaney hit it hard enough that all he was able to do was just stop it. 2-1. And that's down low. It's in the dirt. And Lutz is going to aggressively advance to second. So that's going to go down as a wild pitch, I think. But more than anything, it was just a ball in the dirt. And Lutz saw that McIntosh wasn't right on top of it. He had a good secondary lead. And he took off for second and got it.
That's the pitch that Lutz reads in the dirt. That's a second really smart base running decision. He's done tonight.
Now the 3-1. And Devaney takes low for ball four. So Cam draws another walk. And they're middle on first and second with two outs and Gabe Holtz coming to bat. Second free pass issued by Yawn. Remember, the Shuckers loaded the bases back in the fourth inning. They were unable to drive anybody home and extend this lead. Holton, this lefty-lefty matchup. The kick on the first offer. And he slaps it foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Gabe so far tonight officially 0-for-1 as he reached on the error his last time up in the third. Check that in the fourth. And then had the sack fly back in the second. The 0-1. And he bounces this a weak number. Third base side, Avilas will glove, exchange throw wide, and somehow Johnston held the bag. Well, you mentioned Chris Berman. That was a toe tap right there by the first baseman Johnston to hold on. And Jeffrey Yawn gets around an error, a fielder's choice, and a walk on the top of the fifth. We move on to the home half of the fifth. It's the Shuckers 3 and the Wahoos 1. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Shuckers leading the Wahoos 3-1. Right-hander Carlos Luna deals the first pitch, and a changeup misses outside to the left-handed hitting Jose Devers for a ball. It's 1-0. Three runs, six hits, one error for the Shuckers. One run, five hits, two errors for the Wahoos. Next pitch, changeup, must have missed inside. Two balls and no strikes to Devers. Devers 0-2 today, grounded out to second back in the first and struck out swinging back in the third. 2-0. That is outside with a fastball. Three balls and no strikes. So for the right-hander, Luna threw 16 pitches in the first inning. 10 of them were strikes. He worked around a leadoff. And that is outside for ball four. So not what you want to do if you're Carlos Luna. Second walk of the day. They have both been leadoff four-pitch walks. Check that. Five pitches back in the fourth. Man on, and it brings up Troy Johnston. Glad you're with us tonight. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. All right, Thomas, it is Tuesday. You know what that means. It's the return of Trivia Tuesday. Is set in the offer. And that is down low with a breaking ball, 1-0. By the way, Johnston tonight, 2-for-2 with a single and a triple. So he's halfway home to the cycle, and he's got maybe the hardest one to get. Short leadoff at first by Devers, and the 1-0. And this is on the outer black for a strike. And the count is 1-1. All right, we have a theme for tonight. And the theme is first baseman, though I really stretched it with the last one. All right. This first baseman who just signed a big extension as a throw to first and a dive back in is three home runs away from his 150th home run. So a first baseman in the National League who just signed a big extension is three home runs from 150. Set in the offer. And a fastball dots the outer half for a strike, and the count is 1-2 now to Johnston.
I'm going to take a crack at that. Think of who's the Braves first baseman again that they traded for? Is it not Matt Olson, is it?
Is that your final guess?
Either him or Freddie Freeman.
1-2. Low and inside. Runner goes. The throw to second. Ricochets off of the runner and out into shallow left field. No one is there. Devers heading for third. He will stop. And that's going to be a stolen base. And then an E2. But really, it's just an unfortunate ricochet off of Devers. It lets him move down to third.
It was on the money, but then Devers sliding in feet first to second. Bases kicked the baseball away from everybody.
It was called a ball, so the count even at 2-2 now to Johnston with a man at third. The 2-2, and a pitch is way high and outside from Luna. He was trying to throw a slider, and it just came out of the hand wall. And so the count is full now to Johnston with a man on third and nobody gone here in the fifth. Shuckers leading it 3-1. Infield plays back. They will sacrifice the run for the out. Set down the 3-2. And this is hit in the air, left center field. Ranging for it, Frelick, he reaches up and makes the catch for the out. And an easy tag for Devers as he will come in and score. It's a sack fly for Troy Johnston. Third time up tonight, third productive time up for the first baseman. And all of a sudden, it's a one-run lead for the Shuckers at 3-2.
Well, you know you're in Florida when you got the cowbells coming out, just like the Tampa Bay Rays had 2008 in their postseason run. I've used them ever since.
And the sack flies, so the base is empty, one gone, and a one-run game, and it's Paul McIntosh. As Luna rocks and fires. And a first pitch breaking ball, slider over for a strike, 0-1. All right, your guess.
It is Olsen, the one who, because I get confused with all the A's first baseman that they had.
The pitch, and that's taken inside, 1-1. Yes, Matt, I will give you this. Matt Olsen is the first baseman for the Atlanta Braves.
Who's the one with the Blue Jays that they got from Oakland?
That is
Matt Chapman,
and he's a third baseman.
Okay, I knew they had some corner.
1-1, slider low and away, and the count is 2-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go Olsen. Then.
He is correct, everybody. Matt Olsen is three home runs away from his 150th career home run. The 2-1. And McIntosh skies this, but it'll go foul. The count evens up at 2-2 to the catcher for the Blue Wahoos. All right, so you're already in the clubhouse hitting 333. This first baseman, also for a National League team, as the 2-2 cutter outside, and the count has run full, is one double away from his 200th career double. I'll narrow it down a little bit. This National League West first baseman is one double away from his 200th career double. 3-2, and McIntosh tips it into the mid of Reitz. It's a strikeout. First K of the evening for Luna. A big one there to get the second out in the inning. Now Griffin Conine batting with the bases empty.
I'll take some time on that one.
He'll chew on that one. All right, and lastly, this first baseman, who normally is a second baseman, as the first offer to Conine is fouled off for a strike, 0-1. He's normally a second baseman, but he has made over 100 career appearances at first. In the American League, is 8 hits away from 1,500 career hits. He'll set down the 0-1. And a backdoor slider just missed outside to the left-handed hit Conine. It is 1-1. Shuckers still leading it 3-2 after the Blue Wahoos score a run here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Right-hander Carlos Luna stares into the lefty Griffin Conine. And the 1-1, Conine bounces it on the ground. Dillard with an emphatic backhanded stab wheels around and goes to first for the out. But a walk, a steal, an error, and a sack fly drive in the run for the Wahoos. We move on to the sixth. It's the Shuckers 3 and the Blue Wahoos 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today or to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheese. cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Beginning of the sixth inning at Blue Wahoo Stadium, game one of six between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Biloxi leading it 3-2, switch hitting Yason Coca. Stand in from the right side as the left-hander Jeffrey Yon comes out for his second full inning of work. The southpaw brings home the first, and Coca flares his hands back, kicks the feet out, and avoids the slider around his back foot for a ball. It is 1-0. Three runs on six hits, two errors for the Shuckers, two runs on five hits, and two errors for the Wahoos. The set and the 1-0. And a fastball is outside at 95 miles an hour from Yon. It's two balls and no strikes to Coca. Yason doubled his last time up back in the fourth inning. He was the last batter that faced A.J. Ladwig, who went 3 1/3 tonight. The 2-0. And that's down low, three balls and no strikes. Coca was a strikeout victim his first time up. That was back in the second. Shuckers scored all three of their runs in the second inning. Sack fly by Gabe Holt. Set down the 3-0. And that is high. It's ball four. So leadoff walk to Coca. That is the third free pass issued by Yon tonight. And that turns the lineup back over to Sal Freely. Matter of fact, Shuckers have had a good number of base runners since that second inning, but just one hit. Five of their six hits tonight were in that second, and the only one that wasn't was the double by Coca. So his second time on base now, and Freelick in from the left side. The first pitch, and that's way inside around Freelick's back foot. Fastball at 92, so a little something off for Yon, and he might be nearing the end of his outing. This is his 35th pitch with the middle and sometimes late reliever for the Wahoos. There is some right-handed action in their pen. The 1-0. And that is inside as Freelick keeps his feet set but spins his torso out of the way. And for Yon, that's now six consecutive balls to start off this sixth inning. Shuckers looking to maybe get one back after they gave up a run in the bottom of the fifth. They set the 2-0. And Freelick ticking the whole way. That's a thigh-high strike on the inner edge. 2-1. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Thomas, I'm going to say it again. Great job this weekend. Thank you for taking over for the weekend. 2-1. And Freelick lifts this into shallow center field, but barely center field. That's actually more towards the infield dirt. And Ditter drifts back and makes the two-handed grab over his head for the first out. I would be lying if, even though I was away for my best friend's weddings, if I didn't tune in a little bit to the broadcast. And excellent job. You'd be more than qualified to handle it. Did a great job for that. All right, that's going to be the end of the night for Jeffrey Yon. Kevin Randall has come out in motion for the right-hander. We'll tell you about the new reliever for the Wahoos coming up here in just a moment. Shuckers leading Pensacola on first. And one gone here at the top of the sixth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 28th as the first 1,500 fans receive a free Shuckers cooler bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Pitching change for the Wahoos here in the top of the sixth inning with a man on first and one gone. It's Dylan Bice. The first pitch runner is going. Koka slides in, and he can't hold the back of the bag. He is thrown out trying to steal second. So Paul McIntosh cuts down the runner, Koka. And just like that, the base runner eliminated for the Shuckers as Bice comes into the ballgame.
Yeah, Bice making his eighth appearance, 7.27 ERA, 8 2/3. About 7 runs on 11 hits, including 2 home runs. Walk 3.
1-2 Valerio. The offer is a fastball just off the outside edge. The count, 1-1. So all of a sudden, the Shuckers go from threatening with a man on and Valerio, and then maybe Weimer coming to bat as the 1-1. And Valerio swings at a slider low and away. It's 1-2. So now, 2 strikes on Valerio with 2 outs. Shuckers leading by a run 3-2 here in the sixth. As the right-hander buys the 1-2. And he threw him that same slider. That was well into the left-handed hitter's batter's box. And Valerio does not offer. So the count draws even at 2-2. Felix 0-3 tonight. He's flied out, lined out, and struck out. Right-hander Bison, full-length black sleeves tonight, deals the 2-2. And Valerio lines this softly out to second, right at Devers, positioned perfectly, and he makes the catch for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and ultimately nobody left on for the Shuckers in the sixth. We move on to the home half of the sixth inning. It's Biloxi 3, Pensacola 2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys. The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2. Ray Patrick Ditter leads it off as the right-hander Carlos Luna winds home the first pitch and a slider floats low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Wahoos. 1-0. And this is lined out to right field. Weimer started in, now backs up and at an easy back pedal, few steps shy of the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch. Ditter lines out, and for the first time tonight across now 2 1/3 innings, line hitter Carlos Luna retires the leadoff man. One gone, and Victor Mesa the batter. Here green with you here, Thomas Zinzarella alongside. All right, Thomas, it is time to finish up Trivia Tuesday. We started it in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the first offer, Mesa can't hold up. He goes around for a strike. All right, so you have a first baseman who is one double away from 200 career doubles, and we gave you that he was in the National League West. 0-1 slider, Mesa holds off, it's 1-1. Do you have a guess for that one?
going to throw it out there. I go with Eric Hosmer. I think he's going to weigh more than that, but that's my guess.
Set and the 1-1. And a whiff and a miss. And the count is 1-2. You were on the right team. And guy who splits a little bit of time there at first base as well. Might also be an outfielder. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Threw him a high cutter. And Mesa strikes out. Former Tampa Bay Red.
No, it's got to be Will Myers then.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong in saying he's a first baseman, right?
Yeah, he plays first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure. I don't want to unevenly stack the deck. It'll be Fletcher Vance in from the right side. The first offer fastball at the bottom of the zone. It is 0-1. Shuckers leading it 3-2 here in the home half of the sixth. All right, your last one. This guy's primarily a second baseman, but he's played over 100 games at first as Fletcher Vance kicks up chalk because of how hard he swings and misses. And the count is 0-2. 8 hits from 1,500 career knocks.
This one I have no idea.
The set and the 0-2. And Fletcher Vance swords through on a slider, and what an inning for Carlos Luna. Gets a line out and then strikes out the next pair. And it's the first 1-2-3 inning for a Shuckers pitcher tonight. We go on to the seventh. Shuckers still leading it 3-2 over the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please. Have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Spring.
Start of the seventh inning. Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2. Joey Weimer is going to lead off this inning. And the road run is over, so we'll finish off Trivia Tuesday shortly. But to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. This is Joey Weimer, 3-4-5, due up here in the seventh. Shuckers clinging on to a 3-2 lead now as Weimer foul tips the first pitch, fastball into the middle of McIntosh for strike one. Shuckers scored all their runs here tonight in the second inning, 3 runs second. Pensacola run in the third and a run in the fifth inning. Dylan Bice, fastball tails inside, 1-1. Joey 0 for 3 tonight, pair of flyouts and a pop-out. Up and away with the hard slider, 2-1 to Weimer. Coming into this game, 9 games he's played against Blue Wahoos, played in all 9s that they have played in. Fans on the fastball, 2-1. Was hitting 343, 5 doubles, a home run, has driven in 8. He has really succeeded against his team, which he played well in those opening first 3 games, but didn't leave the yard. Models, it's coming in the last 6-game set against Pensacola. Count 2-2. Bice wheels and deals, in a breaking ball. at the knees. Looked like the slider again. We were down on strikes for the first down.
I think you're exactly right there. Just a slider, bottom part of the zone, very outside corner.
Brings up the switch inning. First baseman Thomas Dillard, one out at the top of the seventh inning. And Dillard skies one high in the air, opposite way, into foul territory. There goes Luis Vilas, but he runs out of room. Bounces in the fourth row and in the stands.
All right, very briefly, because the fielders have to return. Your eight hits from 1,500.
Yeah.
American League East, primarily second baseman, but he's also played first.
It's gonna crush me when I find out who it is. It's the 0-1, and check swing lays off 1-1. Hopefully he's gotta tell me. I'm just gonna.
That's
gonna,
fine. DJ LeMahieu.
DJ there. Fastball outside again, 2-1.
Like I said, a little bit of a stretch to call him a first baseman.
Yeah.
He primarily has played second, but he has made like 114 appearances at first.
2-1, bounce foul, first base side, 2-2. Rilalo's, those might have been out in Colorado where his starts are at first base, I don't know.
He might have played a little bit there when he was with New York for a second.
Yeah. 2-2. And Dillard rifles it back to the screen. Lad Voigt playing first base in New York, and Voigt no longer with the Yankees. 2-2 to Thomas. And a late call, third strike by Dexter Kelly. Now, still a little bit perplexed by it. A call, third strike on the advice.
Well, that is back-to-back questionable called third strikes, but kind of in the same spot to both of them.
So can Jackson Reitz put a ball in play here. And takes a high called first pitch strike with the slider. Reitz double and scored in the second, hit by a pitch in the third, and reached on knee six in the fifth inning. As Reitz punches it into center field, a base hit. Jackson Reitz continues his strong day. Third time on base. Second base knock for the catcher.
You know, surprisingly, even with those back-to-back strikeouts, that's just five punch-outs for the Shuckers tonight.
Well, he struck out five times, I believe, as well on Sunday. They put a lot of baseballs in play. Reitz at first. Two gone in the seventh, 3-2 advantage as Tristan Lutz. It's a 94-mile-an-hour fastball in. Tristan playing to Jackson Reitz after Reitz doubled. Lutz doubled down the right field line. Scored two runs. He's out in front of a breaking ball. 1-1. Lutz has come up big for the Shuckers as of late. Comes to plating runs. Guy is in scoring position. As Bice pauses, the righty kicks. And high. Change up, 2-1. Shuckers were 9-for-20 with runners in scoring position on Sunday. That's obviously leads you to get 16 runs. Only had one home run, though. Brent Diaz. Home run off position player in the eighth inning. And a similar change up, this time high. 3-1. I'm sure Lutz wants the month of May to continue. Hopefully rolls over into June. Driven in 16 runs this month. As Lutz pops out full of 3-2. As his average on the season up over 250 after he hit below the Mendoza line on the opening month. But again, dealt with some injuries, a concussion. 3-2 runner going, and Lutz sends a high fly ball in center field. The base jogging in into right center field as the wind pulls it back. Makes the catch on the run for the final out of the inning. No runs, a hit. Reeves left at first base. It's stretch time here at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Shuckers 3, Blue Wahoos 2. Listen to Bloxy Shuckers Baseball. The Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465.
Shuckers 3, Blue Wahoos 2 on a Tuesday night. Opening game of this six-game set. Carlos Luna back out for another inning. Jason Luis Avilas Jr., 8-9-1. And the first pitch, the righty. Fastball outside for ball one. Luna had his best inning yet here so far. Struck out the last two. And a line out, quick 1-2-3 frame. And the 1-1. Pop foul first base side. And the count back even 1-1. Carlos on his fourth inning on the mound tonight in relief after Lucas Ursink opened the game with two scoreless innings. Just two hits and struck out four. And Avilas again pops it foul behind home plate this time. He's behind 1-2. Hernandez allowed the first run in the third inning. Griffin Conine double. And the sack fly by Johnston two innings later as Avilas Jr. chases the fastball high and in. Strike three. That's now three strikeouts in a row for Carlos Luna.
This is an encouraging sign for Carlos as he rolls along here. Really, after just really only making one mistake in this game, settling into a nice groove and pitching with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, like you said, he walked leadoff man his first two innings, and the second time Devers stole second, reached on an E2 and scored as J.D. Orr fouls back the 1-0 fastball. Shuckers outfield, hitting to lefty Orr. Fastball high at the eye level, 2-1. Tristan Lutz playing close to the line, and Sal Frick playing right in front of the flagpole, which is in more towards left center. Wynn also blowing in from left center. And Orr takes a fastball, called strike, to the dismay of many Blue Wahoo fans behind home plate.
Well, it looks like the Shuckers have actually made an outfield adjustment.
Zor fouls it back.
Looks like Terrence Dostin. No, check that. Noah Campbell is in, out and left. And Tristan Lutz has moved out to right field. So it looks like Joey Weimer is out of this ballgame.
And Orr punches it back again. So again, Campbell in left field, Tristan Letts over in right. Frilich stays the same in center. One out, bags empty, and inside as it almost clips Reitz. Shuffled to his right, missed everything towards the backstop, and a breaking ball down and in. And so the count runs full at 3-2 on Orr. Pair of flyouts tonight. Flyed out to left field in the third, then right in the fourth inning. 3-2, fastball up and away, ball four, he walked him. So it snaps the strikeout streak at 3 for Carlos Luna. There are no signs of life for the Shuckers bullpen right now. Really going to try to ride them as long as they can. That was his 56th pitch thrown tonight. Top of the order, left-hand hitting Jose Devers as Luna will fire to first. Or was it too far off the bag? Devers was the man who walked and scored in the fifth inning. 0-2 tonight, though. Routed out to start the first inning and then struck out in third. As the fastball zips up and away, 1-0. Shuckers 3, Blue Wahoos 2. We haven't had the lead changes in high-stress situation. Sued in the last three games in Montgomery as Devers fouls it back. Orr was running off from the first base back. He had a really good jump as well. You wonder if Reitz was going to get him in time or not. I think he had it stolen. So Orr has to jog all the way back down. We'll see if he'll try again in this at-bat. There he goes again, 1-1, popped up left side of the diamond. Koka hops over the third base bag and makes the grab in foul territory in line with the bag. Well, must need it out as well for Carlos Luna. Trying to work around that one-out walk. Now with two outs, it's up to Troy Johnson here to continue on.
Boy, and the Shuckers really caught a break on back-to-back pitches there, Thomas, because you were right. Looked like Orr had second stolen on the first foul ball, and he probably had it stolen on the second one for the pop-out.
And a fastball, Anthony's called strike.
And having a man on second that represents the tying run is just a completely different feel.
Is in the short route, two on a ground ball in the infield. As the 0-1, it skips away for a second. Reitz throws down a second, and Orr slides in safely. So pitch that one hopped in. Reitz stopped it for the most part. It was about a foot or two away from him on his right foot. But Orr with a good secondary takes second. So now the tying run in scoring position. With two outs in the bottom of seventh. And Johnson punches a foul first base side. He's out in front of it. Two strikes on Troy now. It was 2-for-2, sack fly in the fifth inning. Triple and a single so far. He's got two of the Blue Wahoos, five hits tonight. He's behind, though, on Carlos Luna. The righty 1-2, and Johnson just caught a piece of it. Fastball is moving away from him into the right-hander's batter's box. Just got a tip of it. This is the part of the order that has done damage tonight. McIntosh and Cohn on each to follow Johnson. Jeff base hits. The 1-2 swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball 89 upstairs, and Troy Johnson goes down on strikes as Carlos Luna strands the tying run at second base. Seven innings in the books here at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Shuckers clinging on 3-2 on top of Blue Wahoos on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Carlos Luna stranded the tying run at second base. So now Cam Devaney, the Shuckers, trying to pad the lead again. Still in vice as we open up the top of the eighth inning. 3-2, Shuckers on top. And to give it back to Garrett Green, I'll take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So here is Cam Devaney. He watches the first pitch, 94-mile-an-hour fastball outer half for a called strike. It is 0-1. Right-hander Bice for his second full inning of work. Rocks and fires. And Devaney swipes through and misses at a fastball. It's 0-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Wahoos. Lucette and the 0-2. And Devaney takes a fastball high at 96. That's 1-2 now to Camp, who has walked, flied to center, and singled. His first time up as part of a 3-run second. 1-2, and he hits this on the ground as skipper. Up into the heel of the glove for Dinner. He'll throw to first and retire Devaney. Well, that has not been a routine play this evening. Dinner has committed both of the errors for the Wahoos, but Devaney is retired, and with one gone, it's Gabe Holtz. Shuckers scoring all 3 of their runs in the second. A 2-RBI double by Tristan Lutz, and a sack fly by Holtz. Set on the first offer, and a fastball a little high and outside. 1-0. That sack fly that Holtz had, remember, Griffin Conine in left field in fair territory made a great diving feet first catch. As Holt chops this one, right side, knocked down by Johnston, recovers, throws to Bice, and he leads him well to the bag. Bice brings it in around his belt buckle and stretches his right foot to the base and retires Holt. Just like that, 2 gone on a couple of ground ball outs.
A really nice job by Johnston. It took the initial hop and then on a medium depth hop. It was going to eat him up, so he started in on it, then realized it was going to eat him up because he wasn't going to get there quick enough to get it before it got to that short hop. And so ended up backing up, making a nice play.
And now it's Jason Koka, the first pitch fastball. 96 grazes the outer edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Looks like the right hitter Harold Chirino is starting to warm for the Shuckers out of their bullpen, so the day might be done for Luna. 0-1. Inside, Koka has to step out of the way. The count is 1-1 to Jason Koka. Koka 1-for-2 today. Walked his last time up. Doubled back in the fourth and struck out back in the second. Center fielder Mesa plays slightly to left as this is hit out towards right center field. Mesa, though, out of jog, comes in, reaches up, and catches the line drive for the out. So the Shuckers go in order on the top of the eighth inning. We move on to the bottom of the eighth. It's the Shuckers 3 and the Wahoos 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Well, four hitless innings for Carlos Luna tonight. He is done. The Shuckers will turn it over to the new right-hander, Harold Chirino, here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Chirino's 16th appearance this season, 1-0 with an ERA under 1 at .87. 20 2/3 long this season. Hitters hitting just 203 off of him. He's walked 5 and struck out 20. Allowed just 2 earned runs again in 20 2/3. He has been fun to watch.
Well, he will get 3-4-5, the meaty part of the order. McIntosh, Conine, and Dinner. The 3-2 up here in the bottom of the eighth with the Shuckers holding on to a one-run advantage. Right-hander Chirino deals, and a first-pitch slider misses in tight. McIntosh initially backed up from it, and it nearly found the inner edge, but it is ball one. So final line for Luna, 4 innings, no hits as the 1-0. Fastball low and outside. One run for Luna. It was unearned. 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. Luna brings his ERA down to a 4.24 on the season. 2-0. Did not miss by much to the outer half. And it's 3 balls and no strikes to McIntosh. Catcher for the Wahoos, 1-for-3 with a single and 2 strikeouts tonight. Chirino's 3-1. And this is pounded. Left center field. Frelick looking. Frelick watching. Over the fence and gone. Straight away center field on a 3-0 pitch for Paul McIntosh, and it's tied the game at 3 in the eighth.
Well, he was hunting fastball, and that thing got out in a hurry. The wind slightly blowing in from right center field, but that was just a missile below the flagpoles. He got out of here in a hurry.
Fifth home run of the season for McIntosh. 22nd RBI, and it's a brand new ball game as Griffin Conine fouls the first pitch off for a strike. It is 0-1. So unfortunately for Biloxi, all the hard work done by the staff tonight undone with one swing. Set in the 0-1, and a slider is way outside for Chirino. And the count is 1-1 now to Conine.
Well, it's been something that we've kind of smelt out here that's been brewing since Pensacola got that first run in the third inning. The Shuckers leaving some guys on base and leaving the door open.
The 1-1, and Conine with a big swing and a miss. He was well away from a slider. The count is 1-2. Look at the Shuckers tonight. They started the night 2-for-2 with men in scoring position. They are 0-for-4 since, and they left 9 men on base. As a fastball is outside, and so the count goes even at 2-2 to Conine. Conine 1-for-3 tonight. That one was an RBI double back in the third that started this comeback. The set and the 2-2, and a slider just missed. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good, really good-looking pitch.
I think that was right at the bottom of the zone. Torino in a full count to Conine. Here's the 3-2. And that came in and hit him. I think that hit his leading right elbow on the elbow guard for how loud of a clack and how little of a reaction Conine had. It would have been ball four, but it's a hit by pitch. And now the go-ahead run is on for the Wahoos here in the eighth as Ray Patrick Ditter comes to bat. And with that, Jackson Reitz is going to come out and have a quick word with Harold Torino. So again, the Shuckers scored three runs in the second. And since then, the Wahoos got one in the third on an RBI double by Conine, one in the fifth on a sac fly by Johnston, and now the home run to center field by Paul McIntosh here in the eighth inning has tied it up. No action out of the Shuckers' pen, so Chirino to work his way around this. Still nobody out, a man on first. And the offer to Ditter. And a fastball is right at the bottom of the zone for a strike at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. And also hurts there for the hit by pitch. Would have been a walk anyway, is that it looked like Chirino had gotten Conine on a slider. The 0-1. And a fastball is bounced up the middle. Tavini fields the high hop, still goes to second for one. On to first, not in time. Wow, that's a great job, though, by Cam Devaney. Remember, it's turf here. He was all set for it, and the ball hit right on the edge of that turf before it turns into dirt and took a really high hop. So the fact that that ball didn't go over his head and into left field and the Shuckers got an out is massive.
And that is huge. That's one of those turf hops, like you said, and well, that's what his fellow infielders were telling him. Please, cop, you made the play. You got the lead out.
And a quick pickoff throw and a tag and a dive back in by Ditter. He's safe. Chirino nearly got another.
Yeah, he has picked off so many runs. Montgomery. Well, he has three pickoffs, all of them coming against the Biscuits. Two in Montgomery. Won the last series, like I said.
Now it's Mesa. The first offer to him is a slider down on the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. Chirino has a really good pickoff move for a right-hander. And I think it's because he turns so quickly and makes such a strong, accurate throw to first. 1-0. And a fastball just below the knees. Two balls and no strikes to Mesa. Mesa 0-2 tonight. Walked and stole a base back in the fourth. But he struck out in the second and in the fifth. The second inning, that was against Lucas Ersig and then against Carlos Luna in the fifth. 2-0. And he is late swinging through an inside fastball. All kinds of tied up. It's 2-1 now. Tied at three, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wahoos getting a solo homer from Paul McIntosh to center field. The 2-1. And another swing and a miss at an inside fastball. And I think Chirino has found the hole in Mace's zone. So he goes right back to that same spot with an inside fastball. Double-barreled action out in the Blue Wahoos bullpen. Shucker's bullpen is quiet. One gone, a man on first. The set and the 2-2. The runner goes. It is fouled at the plate. And despite a very good slide by Ditter, he will have to go all the way back to first. Another one where a foul ball has undone. A good chance at a steal for the Wahoos. But that's what happened an inning ago in the seventh when Orr walked. And then Jose Devers fouled off back-to-back pitches that spoiled what likely would have been a steal for Orr. Chirino, the 2-2 again. And a swing and a miss. He just fed him another fastball. First strikeout for Chirino. 11th punch out of the night for Shuckers pitching. And there's two gone now.
That's a must-need out right there, and Torino's had to work in this eighth inning. Well, luckily this time ends up to winning the battle and defeating Victor Mesa.
So now it's Kobe Fletcher Vance. And Chirino kicks and fires. Runner goes. The pitch is low. The throw down, and Valerio can't field it, but he knocks it down in front of him. And it's a stolen base for Ditter. So the winning run is, or we should say go-ahead run, here in the eighth inning is in scoring position for the Wahoos. And it was ball one. Chirino peers in, bent over the waist, operating from the first base side of the slab. Looks to second the 1-0. And a slider is down below the knees, and Chirino just shaking his head. He's just trying to find where the bottom of the zone is for Dexter Kelly. And you can't blame him. The bottom of the zone has been pretty open this evening.
Yeah, it has.
Two balls and no strikes now to Fletcher Vance. And the 2-0. And this is chopped on the ground. Devaney wheels around on it, throws to first, and Dillard stretches above his head and hauls it in. And that brings the eighth inning to a close. But the Wahoos tie it on the leadoff solo home run by Paul McIntosh. And as we go on to the ninth inning, square at three between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Of the ninth inning, tied at three now between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. New hurler on for Pensacola in the ninth is the right-hander Andrew McInvale. He gets the top of the order. Left-handed hitting Sal Frelick. The first offer fastball is inside for ball one.
Yeah, McInvale, his third appearance this season, ERA of 18. He's allowed six runs in three innings on seven hits. Walked one, struck out three.
So it'll be Frelick, Valerio, and then assuming it will likely be Campbell as the offer is high and away. Count one ball and one strike. Well, McInvale, remember, was acquired last year from the Toronto Blue Jays organization as part of the Joe Panic, Corey Dickerson trade to Miami and Toronto. The set down the 2-0. And Frelick takes low and inside. It's three balls and no strikes. Was acquired back on June 29th and then spent the rest of the year with Pensacola. In 21 appearances, he went 3-2 with a 5. Right-hander sets, and the 3-0. And that is over for a strike at 92. The count is 3-1. And McInvale, though, placed on the 7-day IL on opening day. Not activated until May 19th. The set down the 3-1. And Frelick yanks this on the ground. A three-hopper. Knee high for Johnston. He'll go to the back. And Frelick is retired. Three unassisted. One gone. Shuckers took a 3-0 lead in this one back in the second inning. The Pensacola, one in the third, one in the fifth, and then the one in the eighth is the one that hurts, a solo home run by Paul McIntosh to start the inning. Now it's Valerio from the right side. And McInvale's first offer. And this is bounced over towards second. Waiting for it. Scooped up by Devers. Easy throw to first. Valerio is retired. 1-3 on the ground now. Two gone. And here is Noah Campbell for the Shuckers. So Joey Weimer in the seventh inning struck out looking on a slider on the outer half. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, Campbell came in and was playing out in left field. So that was the spot where he replaced Weimer. First offer, and Campbell swings late. There's a strike, it is 0-1. So you have to wonder if maybe Weimer getting the rest of the night off. The set and the 0-1. Fastball outside, missed. Not by much at 94. That was 1-1.
Well, at least Dexter Kelly is consistent. That's where Torino's slider basically was. So yep. Goes both ways.
Zone has tightened up in the back end of this game. The set and the 1-1. And Campbell's count is 1-2. Two gone, bags empty. Shuckers tied at 3 with the wall, who's here in the top of the ninth inning. That was Dillard waiting on deck. The set and the 1-2. And a curveball misses outside. And again, that's a really good-looking pitch that appeared to be knee-high on the outer half, but is called a ball. And so the hitters are making an adjustment. The count goes to 2-2. McInvale is going to call time and request a new baseball.
McInvale was strutting towards the first base dugout. He thought he had strike 3.
It looked like a perfectly placed pitcher's pitch. Curveball back door to a left-handed hitter. Instead, it was a ball. The count 2-2. The set and the offer. And Campbell fouls it back. But the Shuckers, they don't have any action out of their bullpen, so it looks like Harold Chirino is going to have the night. Coming into tonight, with the expectation that Luna was going to pitch, the Shuckers had 8 men in the bullpen tonight. They're losing Zach Venero up to AAA at the back end of their series against the Biscuits. Set and the 2-2. Fastball outside, and the count has now run full to Noah Campbell, the switch hitter. Here's the set and the 3-2. And Campbell strikes out swinging on a curveball. 1-2-3 frame for Andrew McInvale in the top of the ninth. So the Shuckers will look to force this one to extras. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers tied at 3 against the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as 13 tickets and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the ninth inning at Blue Wahoo Stadium, tied at 3, Shuckers and Wahoos. Harold Chirino out for a second inning of work. Luis Aviles Jr., the 8-hole hitter, leads it off for the Wahoos. First offer on the way, and a fastball sinking low at 94. 1-0 to Aviles. Aviles Jr. or Endeavors, the 3-2 up for the Wahoos here in the ninth inning. Checkers trying to force this one to extras in the opener. 1-0. That's downstairs with a slider. Two balls and no strikes to Aviles. Aviles 0-for-3 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. The 2-0. This is bounced on the ground. Devaney started in, waited back, fields and exchanges quickly, and Dillard almost to the splits, stretch, and brings it in. Good all the way around to the defense. 6-3 on the ground out. One going in.
That's just one of those hops that you don't normally get on grass all the time, and the turf, it gets a little more topspin on you. Like I said, Johnson last inning, and so Devaney had a back up to the outfield grass and fire a bullet to first.
And now the first pitch to Orr is a fastball, a little low and inside. For the ball, it is 1-0. Checkers have not gotten a lot of ground outs this evening. Set down the 1-0. This is a bouncer coming on, fielded Valerio, another quick exchange, and Dillard spears it out of the air as Orr is retired. Well, we say that, and now all of a sudden, Chirino has gotten three ground ball outs for the last three outs. Two gone, and the lineup flips back over to Jose Devers.
Not easy plays either on the infield. That Valerio one playing back on the infield, so he had to come charging in, and Orr with some speed.
Seven, the first offer to Devers. And a fastball, nothing about that was right for Chirino. As well, high and outside for a ball, 1-0. Going back to the Devaney play even, knew he had to make a quick exchange, and so he barely let that touch his glove and was already scooping it out. 1-0, weak dribbler. Valerio plants, collects, short throw in time. Easy 1-2-3 inning for Harold Chirino in the ninth. So the Shuckers are going to extras yet again. We move on to the 10th, tied at 3 between Biloxi and Pensacola. And Biloxi Checkers baseball continues in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the 10th inning. Tied at 3, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos. Noah Campbell's going to start at second. Thomas Dillard will lead it off. And the new hurler into the ballgame for the Wahoos is the right-hander, Colton Hawk.
Hawk entering his 16th game this season. 2-2 record, 2.95 ERA. He is the closer, perfect 4-for-4 and save opportunities. 18 punch-outs and 18 1/3 this year.
So the right-hander sets and deals, and Dillard skips one on the ground, backing up the second baseman, Devers. He'll throw to first, and it does advance the runner down to third. So Dillard grounds out, but he does advance the runner. And with one gone, Jackson Reitz will be the batter.
Well, you will take that. If you are the Shuckers. I mean, you saw what happened the last series against Montgomery. Wild pitch or anything away, and Campbell, who has speed at third base, gets away from the catcher, McIntosh. You're in to score.
Infield will draw in now with Reitz back. First offer. And Reitz takes him. There is McIntosh sliding the knees together to keep a pitch in front of him for a ball 1-0. Well, Hawk last season against the Shuckers was essentially a lockdown. He was a perfect 6-for-6 in save chances. This year, not as much. Fourth appearance against the Shuckers, he's allowed three runs in 2 1/3 innings. 1-0. And Reitz takes low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes. 6 hits, 3 runs all earned. He's given up a home run, walked one, and struck out 2. A lot of space on the right side of the infield as the first baseman, Johnston, is about 35 feet off of the bag. As Reitz takes a curveball low. That is another pitch that looked like it would have been a strike earlier in this game, but it is called a ball, and Reitz has a 3-0 advantage here. Man at third is Campbell, tied at 3 with 1 gone here in the 10th. The set and the 3-0 offer. And Reitz slowly grounds it, third base side. It's picked up by Aviles inside of third. He didn't tag the bag. And Reitz is out at first. And they nearly doubled up Campbell. But he's able to get back and avoid any kind of a tag. But now it's going to come down to Tristan Lutz to try and drive in Campbell with some kind of hit.
And that really was a close play. Aviles trying to stick the glove out. And Campbell doing a little blow-by, gets past him ever so slightly just to get back to the third base bag, because if he goes forward, he's caught on a rundown then.
So now it's Lutz in the first offer. And Tristan takes down low for a ball 1-0. The Shuckers got some heroics when they were at home, winning 2 of their games against the Montgomery Biscuits in extra innings. 10th inning walk-off by Terrence Dostin. Game 1 on Thursday night. The set down the 1-0. And that one nearly hits Lutz. Curveball that came out wrong. 2 balls and no strikes. Then obviously is Thomas Mitchell pitch that allowed Sal Frelick to come in and score. He's back on Saturday. Set down the 2-0. And Lutz hits this into center field, a base hit. Campbell comes in to score, and the Shuckers reclaim the lead 4-3 in the 10th. Second hit of the night for Lutz, and his third run driven in. And at the very least for Biloxi, they did the job and got their bonus runner home.
Now, Tristan Lutz continues to perform well in key situations. And a lot of it is because he's gone ahead in the count. Doesn't chase the first pitch for the most part. You'll look back to his other at-bat in the second. He was ahead 1-0 in the count.
So now it's Cam Devaney on the first offer. And Devaney hits this one straight into center field. That'll fall in front of Mesa for a base hit. So Cam, he's got a multi-hit night. Third time that he's been on base. And all of a sudden, the Shuckers have 2 men on with 2 outs. This is a spot they have not really been able to drive anybody in tonight. You would love to add on a couple of runs and give yourself some breathing room going to the bottom of the 10th inning. It looks like the right-hander Nash Walters getting ready out of the bullpen for the Shuckers.
And really, Devaney saw the same pitch that Lutz singled up the middle before. A fastball down in the zone, and Devaney hunting it. Throws it back where it came from, up the middle.
So runners on first and second, 2 gone, and the left-handed hitting Gabe Holtz. Set on the first pitch, and Holt bounces this, but it's stabbed by Hawk on one firm hop. Dogs halfway to first and underhands it to recovering Johnston. And that brings the top of the 10th inning to a close. But the Shuckers do their job. They get the bonus runner home. And as we go to the bottom of the 10th inning, Biloxi now has a 4-3 lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 130 from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Out of the 10th inning, the Biloxi Shuckers 4-3 leaders now. The right-hander Nash Walters into the game. The first off for Detroit Johnson is singled out into left field. That drops in for a base hit. Throw in quickly from the right fielder Lutz, but all of a sudden Devers, who started at second as the bonus runner, down to third. And now it's Paul McIntosh with the tying run at third and the winning run at first.
Nash Walters, his 16th appearance this season, 2-0, a 6.27 ERA. 24 strikeouts. He pitched really well in the last series against Montgomery. Tossed two scoreless and then an inning on Sunday.
He is into the fire now. Runners on the edges and no one gone. And the first off, a slider on the outer edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, for Walters, no save opportunities this season. This is his first chance to try and get a save. The kick and the 0-1, and that's down low. Another spinning slider, and a good job to block it, backhanded by Reeds. And the count 1-1. Nash is 2-for-4 lifetime in save chances. Two saves in four opportunities with High A Wisconsin last season. Set by the right hander, the 1-1. And another slider over for a strike. The count is 1-2 to McIntosh. We are only in extra innings because of McIntosh, who hit a game-tying solo home run to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. Walters, the 1-2, and a fastball is hit in the air. Out into shallow right field, Valerio backing up, makes the catch. The runner starts to come home and then stops and will head back. So McIntosh flies out to shallow right field. Unproductive first out. And now it brings up Griffin Kona.
Especially, that's a tough ball to track for Valerio, playing, you know, more off the middle. And so it forces him to travel a long way. And Weimer, obviously, in right field, we know his arm. Lutz has a good arm. Obviously, nothing against Lutz, but Weimer's got a better arm.
Made a very good throw in. It was Valerio that time. And so now it's Conine, and time is called, and Reitz is going to take this opportunity to go out and have a quick conversation with Walters about how to approach Conine. Shuckers led this game 3-0 after the second. Wahoo's got one in the third, one in the fifth, one in the eighth to tie it. Shuckers brought home their bonus runner this 10th inning with an RBI single by Tristan Lutz. Jose Devers started at second. Troy Johnston singled on the first pitch he saw. The McIntosh flied out. On the first pitch to Conine, and a slider back foot for a ball. 1-0. One-oh pitch, and a big swing and a miss. Threw him a slider. Might have just caught a piece of it. And the count is 1-1. Devaney playing where you would normally see a shortstop at double play deck. Valerio is about 30 feet off of second. He's not all the way back to the grass, though. He's about three steps in from it. Dillard holding the runner at first. Walters the 1-1. And a breaking ball falls in for a strike. That was a really good curveball. And the count 1-2 to Conine. Conine was hit by a pitch his last time up in the eighth. Grounded out to first in the fifth. Had an RBI double in the third and struck out in the first. Walters 1-2. And this is bounced up the middle. Valerio dives, it's past him and into center field. Devers scores. Johnston heads around to third. And Griffin Conine delivers his second RBI knock of the night. We're tied at four. And now the winning run is just 90 feet away as Ray Patrick Dinner comes to hit.
Well, you talk about Griffin Conine and what he has progressed into this year. There is another kind of prime example. Not trying to do too much with it, just pulls it on the ground to the right side of the infield. And even with Valerio's best effort, he couldn't get to it.
And more than anything, Valerio not being able to get to the ball now puts the winning run at third. Walters sets, and the first offer to Ditter. And he checks his swing. It's a cold strike on a slider at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. So tied at four, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the 10th inning. And that is down low. They appeal to first, and on the appeal, Ben Fernandez says that Ditter wins. What a change.
Yeah.
And the count 0-2 now to Ditter. Infield does draw in. Outfield is playing in as well. They're not going to let anything fall in front. 0-2 hit in the air. Out to left field. Campbell tracking back. It'll be Freelich who makes the catch. They're going to send the runner the throw up the line. And a sack fly by Ray Patrick Ditter wins it for the Wahoos. They storm back from a 3-0 deficit and top the Shuckers 5-4 in the opener. Tough one for Biloxi tonight as their four-game winning streak comes to an end in the opener against the Wahoos. Final score in this one, Pensacola 5, Biloxi 4. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Pensacola walks off Biloxi tonight 5-4. Your final score in 10 innings. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, as we look back at this game, unfortunately, it seems like for Biloxi on the road this year, this has been the pattern. We saw it when they were in Birmingham. We even saw it a couple of times in Mississippi. They get out to an early lead, but they're not able to add anything on. And Pensacola just chipped away at it tonight.
Yeah, they really did. And then, you know, we talked about it as well early in the game when they leave a lot of runners on early in that ball game. Obviously, you got the three runs in the second inning. You leave two men on base, but total of eight men left on base between the second and the fifth inning. And then towards the end, like you said, a kind of repeat of history. They just kind of go off quietly into the night, but give credit when credit's due. Shuckers did get a run in the 10th inning to put him in position to win the ball game.
On that they were, as Noah Campbell was the bonus runner in the 10th inning. Thomas Dillard grounded out to move him to third. Jackson Reitz then grounded out. But Tristan Lutz, the second RBI hit of the night. It was a single up the middle. Cam Devaney then singled, but Gabe Holt bounced out. That retired the Shuckers in the top of the 10th. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, Troy Johnston singled on the very first pitch that he saw from Nash Walters. That put men on the edges with nobody out. Paul McIntosh flied out for the first out, but then a Griffin Conine dribbling single up the middle tied the game. And then Ray Patrick Ditter did just enough. Fly ball to medium depth center field. Sal Frelick's throw was wide. And then Johnston came in and scored, and the Wahoos get a 5-4 win over the Shuckers tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look around scores from the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system. And we'll get you set for tomorrow's matchup. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit Doctors Nutrition. Nutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcome you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a... It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers fall in 10 innings tonight, 5-4. We weren't the only action in the Southern League, though, for a look at that. Toss you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We'll just recap the one game that was going on yesterday. The Montgomery Biscuits, after they played on Sunday afternoon against the Shuckers, they played a Memorial Day Monday night game up at Pearl, Mississippi against the M Braves. And the Biscuits, who were on a 12-game losing skid, they snapped it against the M Braves. And just like our entire series was against the Biscuits. It was a back-and-forth affair. Biscuits scored three in the first inning. Curtis Mead, RBI single. Grant Witherspoon, triple. Make it 2-0, a wild pitch, made it 3-0. C.J. Alexander, though, had a terrific game yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
It's mind-boggling. Home run for him, his eighth of the season. They would trail 3-2 after three. Montgomery extended it, but a four-run seventh inning would tie the game up for the M-Braves. A Luke Waddell single, a couple wild pitches in there. It was a wild game again. And it got even wackier. Top of the eighth inning, Brent Wisely at the plate on a balk. Tyler Frank with a single, make it 8-6. So, yes, the curse is over for the Biscuits. They defeat the M-Braves 8.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.